Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's one of many stories of passengers who think airport security's gone too far.
I felt kind of trapped. Here I am in this room with no windows. My underwear had been dropped to the floor.
And bladder cancer survivor Tom Sawyer says his pat down in Detroit was rough and his urostomy bag spilled, covering him in urine. The TSA says it is investigating while at the same time defending its procedures. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Well, the head of the TSA says they will try to make it as minimally invasive as possible. But even the Secretary of State is not thrilled with the idea of going through that full pat-down.
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
Hillary Clinton tells CBS authorities do need to beef up passenger screening. Still, some are calling for you to help clog airport lines Wednesday by opting out of full-body scanners and going for the pat-down. Day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year, Dave.
One of them anyway, Rich. They'll search again at dawn in Utah for the gunman who shot and critically wounded a park ranger Friday night.
We've taken our search area into a confined canyon.
Grand County Sheriff James Nyland says they have found a rifle and a bloodstained shirt. It's not a crisis. That's the U.S.'s reaction to North Korea's reportedly secret new nuclear facility. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, live in Seoul, South Korea.
Dave, President Obama's nuclear envoy, Stephen Bosworth, met here today to talk about the situation with South Korea's foreign minister. When he was done, he said the way to deal with Pyongyang is to work closely with America's partners here in Northeast Asia. Bosworth now in Tokyo. Tomorrow, he'll be in Beijing. The South Korean foreign minister also playing down reports of 2,000 spanking new uranium enrichment centrifuges, obviously built with foreign help, calling it, quote, nothing new. Dave?
Bill, they're alive, and they've been rescued. 29 coal miners who were trapped for a day in a flooded mine in China that has since been drained. But there's not a lot of hope in New Zealand. 29 miners there still missing from an underground gas explosion. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mike Singletary spent a lifetime in football, and he succeeded at every level. Two-time college All-American and a Super Bowl-winning Hall of Fame linebacker. Today, he coaches the San Francisco 49ers. Ask Mike what he loves about football, and you get a surprising answer, surprising and profound. He says, "My favorite part of the game is the opportunity to play." That attitude shows in the respect he also demands from his players for the game. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Gratitude for the opportunity to play. Coach Singletary has something there. Thank God for every day you go in. Thank God for every opportunity to rise to the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
The
interviews with newsmakers unedited for Time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 68 degrees right now at the studios, headed to a high today in the lower 80s. Not exactly Thanksgiving weather, but a big change is in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board meets tonight to consider the next step toward selecting the district's new superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shields says out of five search firms presenting a proposal, the board unanimously voted to interview two companies.
The thing that we're keeping in mind and that I'm proud of everybody for doing, that everybody came prepared. Everybody had the five firms ranked, you know, in their mind how they felt like they should be.
Shields says both finalists bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging between $14,000 and $18,000 plus expenses. One firm is based in Dallas and features a former Texas education commissioner. Another firm, based in Illinois with Texas representatives, has on its staff a former U.S. Secretary of Education. Shields says interviews will be held a week from today. College Station City Council meets today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Discussion includes proceeding with creating impact fees for future water and wastewater projects. Water Services Director David Coleman briefed the council on impact fees ahead of a vote awarding a consultant's contract last month.
The most important points here, impact fees, you can only recover up to about half of the cost of the infrastructure. And what you're looking to do is have an alternate way of funding plant capacity improvements. So as new developments come online, we have to expand capacity, we have to drill a new water well, we have to add capacity to a treatment plant. This is a way to help fund those that helps you keep the rates lower.
The consultant's report will outline what has to be done before council considers final action on impact fees next April. College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines. It's been 3 years since Blinn College has had a full-time athletic director. The Board of Trustees discussed bringing back that position last week at its meeting in Bryan. Trustees will consider action in a special meeting Tuesday in Brenham.
The last full-time athletic director at Blinn resigned in 2007, and at that time most of the duties were split among the coaching staff. Blinn has six athletic programs. Three are offered for men students, and three are offered for our women students. But any of these jobs, whether they be head coaching jobs or the position of athletic director, are really demand full-time responsibility and full-time care.
Blinn's Brandon Webb says funding a full-time AD would come from transferring stipends now given to coaches, fundraising, and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. There would be no additional administrative cost. An original Ice Road trucker is now an author, and he'll be in College Station this afternoon. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details on that.
Alex Debogorski has the best laugh this side of Santa. While home to Alex is 3,100 miles closer to Santa than us, he is spending a week in Texas. This afternoon, he's in College Station promoting his new book, King of the Road.
I want to write a book ever since I was young. I've got 500 to 1,000 books myself. You know, I've got a shed. I've got books that the mice live with. And, you know, I've always read lots, and I write a column on occasion in our newspaper when I'm home.
Alex is a first-generation Canadian. His parents immigrated from Britain, but his family goes back to World War II ravaged Poland. Family's one reason Alex is a celebrity, he notes. His 11 children and 10 grandchildren will see him in reruns.
Well, if this works, you know, I mean, my grandfather was shot by firing squad in Auschwitz, he was a major in the Polish infantry, and I mean, there's more to that story, but we don't have a picture of him, so don't even know what he looks like. So, comparing that to my own grandchildren, I thought, well, that'd be kind of neat if they could. There's Grandpa on TV. You can go buy a tape.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record length 55-foot fifth-wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And prosecutors and defense attorneys are expressing confidence as they prepare their final pitches to jurors in the money laundering trial of former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Closing arguments in DeLay's trial are set for today. Afterward, jurors will get the case and begin deliberating. Prosecutors allege DeLay used his political action committee to illegally channel $190,000 in corporate donations into 2002 Texas legislative races through a money swap. That trial going on in Austin. WTAW News Time, 610, 68 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Clouds today, but some breaks of sunshine are possible. Humidity is going to be up for this time of year, so will the temperatures. We're going to be near 80 degrees. Watch for an isolated shower during the day. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Chance for a passing shower, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds and some intervals of sunshine with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Showers are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Wednesday, clouds, chance of showers, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, I think all the fans have probably left Kyle Field by now. There may be a few still celebrating on the field after the Saturday night win over Nebraska. We'll talk about that. High school football is the A&M Consolidated Tigers. They roll into the Sweet 16 of the Class 5A playoffs. We'll talk about that. Some Aggie basketball and the Cowboys are on a roll. Boy, that's why Scott's so excited this morning.
Oh, man, not that, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Detroit Lions yesterday. But who doesn't? We'll talk about that
Those Lions, buddy. Hey, those Lions, yeah.
Yeah.
How about those Texans?
Boy, they lost another one in the last 30 seconds, didn't they?
Yeah. The defensive back, well, hey, look, he just caught that pass.
Yeah, yeah, we lose again. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, well.
So, Saturday night obviously was fun. It was big. Mm-hmm. But, so, Chase, I'm driving home, and I'm listening to Tom talking to people on the field.
Yeah.
You know, and of course.
Yeah, that's the crowd reaction. We do that every game.
All of them screaming into the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking to Bo Pelini.
Yeah. And I didn't see the people that Tom was was talking to, you know, but they'd say their name and where they were from. I'm going to venture to say that nobody was over 40 that you talked to. Is that right?
No, they were all students.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're all screaming, this is the greatest win in Texas A&M
greatest
history.
Greatest day of my life.
Yeah. Well, greatest day of my life. Dude. That was kind of fun. Uh-huh. So anyway, I found that very interesting. I'm going, frame of reference is everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Of the
you're
seven
right.
games I've seen, this is the greatest Texas A&M history.
It now does when we beat Oklahoma in 2010.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to get like a 60-year-old that gave me a history lesson. You know, we only got so much time. So
Tom, back when Ed Hartley was here, I saw him run that touchdown against Texas Tech. And
really, I mean, think about it. Really, do you want to talk to that guy or the 21-year-old that this is the greatest day of her life?
Yeah, but
it was fun. Yes, it was.
In other words, do you want to talk to somebody pretty or somebody, or do you want to talk to Scott?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. So you didn't almost get knocked over, did you?
No. But I was right there out on the field while they were doing the Aggie War Hymn.
Yeah. Nobody tried to rip the microphone from your hands.
No. They all played nice.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So, and we'll talk about it more later. A Dublin court virus database has been updated. Right?
Yeah, really?
Gee, that's supposed to be on silent, wasn't it? Well, you know the weekend. You know.
A Dublin court has awarded an Irish businessman $13.6 million in libel damages after a naked sleepwalking incident.
Ooh.
Now, it was back in 2007, and Donald Kinsella went on a business trip to Mozambique with several of his co-workers. I'll just read you the next line. After an evening of drinking and painkillers.
Of course, don't we all?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's called Thursday at my house.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. Donald, who was apparently a regular somnambulist, sleepwalked in the nude over to the room of a company secretary.
Uh-huh.
Shh, don't wake me up. It could scare me to death.
That's right. And knocked on her door, circling back two more times before the company's managing director appeared and told him to go to bed.
And told him he wasn't fooling anybody?
Yeah. Upon his return to Dublin, this is the part that I find, then we get really weird. Upon returning to Dublin, Donald's employer sent out a press release detailing the incident and calling for his resignation.
What? His company, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about getting thrown under the bus.
So, of course, he took him to court, alleging that the release had made him the laughingstock of the company and falsely suggested that he wanted to, quote, jump the company secretary.
Whoa.
Which you don't find in legal documents too often, right?
Normally, no.
I wouldn't think that would be worded that you'd find in.
Well,
anyway.
You know, in discovery, sometimes, you know.
They'll, okay.
Could be. They'll use the exact verbiage.
Yeah. You can ask that in Bordire.
Have you ever jumped anybody? Last week, a court agreed and awarded him the largest payout in a defamation case in Irish history. Again, $13.6 million.
Boy, the Irish government would like that back, right?
Yes, they would. Yeah, anybody. Yeah. If you got an extra 13.6, call us now.
By Ireland, right?
Yes, they would. Anyway, they said they're going to appeal the verdict, but they're the one who wrote the news release. Hey.
Information.
Guess that's sending out a message to all the other employees.
Yeah, don't try to jump the secretary.
No.
You'll get a news release written.
And all it said is the managing director appeared at his door, at her door. What does that mean?
Coach Gary Blair and the 7th-ranked women's basketball team ready to claim another Big 12 championship. With home games against Cal, Purdue, Texas, and Oklahoma, Reed Arena will be the place to be on game day. Season tickets start at only $85 for 14 home games. So log on to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, and get yours today. Texas A&M Basketball. This is home.
Hey, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's November the 22nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Very beautiful young lady, I believe, is 26 years old today. She's married to that Ryan Reynolds guy who's the sexiest man alive. You knew that, didn't
you?
So
there you go. It's your pretty couple.
It's your pretty couple. Yeah, they'll make pretty babies.
By the way, somewhere on the internet, there is a picture of Ryan Reynolds as a struggling actor.
Uh-huh.
I read this morning. Apparently, as he played the letter A in Sesame Street.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Those things are out there. They'll be there forever.
There you go. Marielle Hemingway, the actress, turns 49 years old today. Jamie Lee Curtis' birthday is today. She's 52.
From anything you see about her, she's a fairly normal person now, considering growing up in a Hollywood home.
Yeah, and her pedigree.
All the things that had happened. She went through some trials and tribulations herself, but I think she has probably kind of bonded to normalcy, at least for now.
That's true. Billie Jean King, you remember her. She played a pretty good game of tennis.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody just remembers the Bobby Riggs thing, right? Yeah, 67 years old.
No. One thing I remember from her is a tremendous quote for athletics. And I saw it. I happened to see it on the back of the T-shirt of a University of Texas swimmer.
Uh-huh.
And it says, pressure is a privilege.
Ah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
There you go.
Okay.
BJK. 67, she is. Robert Vaughn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still around.
Yeah.
There you go. The man from Uncle.
He's selling reverse mortgages or something, isn't
he? Yeah, or diabetes medication or something.
Yeah, sure. He's,
notice I pronounced it like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
He's 78 years old today. And if you watch the Twilight movies, there's an act actress named Jamie Campbell Bauer, who's 22 years old. So that's all I got.
We got Terry Gilliam. He's one of the Monty Python guys. He'd be 70. Who's Richard Kind? Is he somebody?
He was on. He's the.
Of course, yeah.
He's the guy that was on the TV show about the. Oh, the Washington City guy with
Spin City. You would know him if you saw him.
The guy with sort of the funny mouth.
One of those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, Richard Kind is the guy that has the funny lips.
Okay. And okay.
Well, he does. He has funny lips.
All right. And Nicholas Rowe from Young Sherlock Holmes will be 44. And Stevie Van Zandt. Mm-hmm. Be a 60. That's it. It's 620.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Check out all the places that offer eye care, and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for. And your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, as you head into a holiday week, so what's it going to be like, these new enhanced pat-downs at the airport or these full body scanners? Well, let's listen to some of the people that have commented already.
I was commuting to work in Houston, where I'm based, and I was stopped along the way by a federal agent, and they wanted to see my penis.
When she went up my legs and used her hand to go up my skirt, that's when I freaked out.
Her gloved hands touched my breasts, went between them. Then she went into the top of my slacks, inserted her hands between my underwear and my skin, and put her hand up on the outside of my slacks and patted my genital area. I likened it to being raped.
See what you have to look forward to over Thanksgiving and Christmas?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTA.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-494-2108. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-494-2108. That's 1-800-494-2108.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
Fall is here for hunting season and cattle feeding.
Think of Norma G. Tractor for all your Kubota RTV utility vehicle needs. Norma G. Tractor Kubota utility vehicles come in gas and diesel models, hydraulic dump beds, 2- and 4-seaters, bulletproof hydrostatic transmissions with prices starting at $79.99 after cash rebate. Finance your selection with zero money down and 0% APR financing with payments of only $138 per month. If you need a tractor to feed those large round bales, check out Norma G. Tractor's L4400F 45-horsepower tractor, only $11,200 after cash rebate, or finance for only $158 per month. At Norma G. Tractor, trade-ins are always welcome, and we'll deliver your purchases for free. Norma G. Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 consecutive years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to brassesbounty.com. It's going to be kind of a split week. Of course, it's a holiday, a shortened week for everybody. But the first 3 days of the week, high temperature in the 80s. Low temperature will be around 70. By the way, it'll be breezy today. Winds up to about 20 miles an hour today. And there's a slight chance of showers for the early part of the week. Then Wednesday, it gets a little, Thursday, it gets a little odd, because on Thanksgiving Day, we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers. About 71 will be the high temperature, and then we'll have the winds will be down, but we're talking about a low on Thanksgiving night of 35. Again, high of 71, low of 35, and Friday, anything that you got going on, including the football game over in Austin, 54 will be the high temperature on Friday, and Friday night will be down near freezing at about 34. So first 3 days of the week, 80s and 70s for the highs and lows, and then we're going to be down near freezing with a chance of showers as we get toward the end of the week. Right now it's overcast. We have a 93% relative humidity and 69 degrees.
Ho, 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 Santa here. I'm busy making my list and checking it twice, so I'll be ready. But is your roof ready for Santa? Santa's sleigh, when it's fully loaded, weighs over 300,000 tons. Now, reindeer magic and some elf help can take care of most of that. But if your roof has loose shingles or moss and algae spots, if your chimney is crumbling or leaking, well, that could pose some problems for Santa this year. Call my friends at Schulte Roofing to join their Overhead Care Club. The Schulte team will perform a 17-point inspection of your roof to make sure it's ready for Santa, and if your roof needs some help, they'll take care of that too. Why, they'll even string the Christmas lights for you. Here's the good news. Call today and the roof inspection is free. I've been an Overhead Care Club member for years. Make sure you join today. Call Schulte Roofing today at 1-800-4-ROOF for your free roof inspection and join the Overhead Care Club for a Santa-ready roof. If it's not Schulte Roofing, it's not ready. Schulte Roofing, 1-800-4-ROOF.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Google has changed all of our lives and disrupted the way many businesses do business. So how did Google do that? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hey, Sue, what are you doing on Thanksgiving?
Oh, turkey with the in-laws. Why?
Well, there's a big sale at Walgreens on this Thanksgiving Day. Half price on cool toys. It's a chance to get away.
Stay jolly this holiday season with a huge Thanksgiving Day sale at Walgreens. Half price on all $9.99 toys like Barbie and Disney. And find lots of great products at incredible prices like Snuggies. Buy one, get one free. Only on Thanksgiving Day and only at Walgreens. There's a way to stay jolly.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Monday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Google, as a company, has changed everything.
All of us have been affected by this company. We don't search for information, we Google it. It's a verb. And it's changed all of our lives.
Ken Oletta, author of the book Googled, says Google and other digital companies have changed the way we do things by asking a fundamental question.
Which is, why not? Why not have a digital newspaper? Why not have digital books? Why not have ads that you only pay for if someone clicks on the ad? Why do you have to pay for a whole CD? Why not get individual songs as iTunes proved you could do? So they are constantly asking that uncomfortable question that disrupts an entire industry.
But now with Google so dominant, what if another company comes along and out-Googles Google?
Well, Google worries about that. I mean, if you look at Facebook, Facebook has 550 million users in the world, and people who spend time on Facebook are not spending time on Google, and Facebook potentially could become a kind of a much more efficient search engine.
Of course, new technology has always changed the way we live our lives.
But what's different about the era we live in is the velocity of change. It's happening so fast. I mean, it took electricity 7 decades to reach 50% of the American public. It took the telephone 5 decades. It took television 3 decades. It took the Internet only 9 years. So everything is just happening so fast that we're dizzy.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. A week from today, the Bryan School Board will interview representatives of two search firms interested in recruiting the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shield says 5 firms submitted written proposals before the board unanimously selected the finalists.
100% agreement who was one or who was two when we got there, but we certainly were who was one and two when we left there.
One Illinois-based firm has Texas representatives and a former U.S. Secretary of Education on its staff. The other finalist, based in Dallas, features a former Texas Education Commissioner. Shield says both bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging between $14,000 and $18,000 plus expenses. The city of College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines. Tonight, City Council takes the next step toward expanding utility impact fees. Last month, Water Services Director David Coleman told the City Council they could recover up to half the cost of future water and wastewater projects.
The most important point is the fact that these capital costs are going to be required. The question is, how do you want to fund it? If you want all the rate payers to share in equal proportion, regardless whether they're new or have been here for years, then we don't need impact fees. But if you would like to see the developers pay more of that plant expansion cost, then the impact fees are the way to go.
Council hired a consultant last month to assist in the project. The consultant reports tonight on what has to be done before the council considers final action on impact fees next April. College Station Council meets today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has called a special meeting for Tuesday. One of the reasons is voting to bring back a full-time athletic director. Blinn's Brandon Webb says coaches have split up administrative duties since 2007.
There are a lot of different responsibilities that have been shared. These burdens have been shared by the coaching staff willingly, but at the same time, the head volleyball coach is currently serving as a primary athletic director. Well, he's taking his program on a national run at the moment, and they are competing for another national championship. The football program has been doing very well the last few years as well, 7-3. And a lot of the coaches have tremendous year-round responsibilities.
Webb says the stipends now given to coaches would help pay for the full-time AD, along with fundraising and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. There would be no additional administrative expense. From near the top of the world, one of the original Ice Road Truckers has written a book and will be in College Station this afternoon. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Alex Debogorski, who's promoting his new book, King of the Road, says he did not want to make trucking his career.
I was in university. My wife got herself pregnant, so I had to go get a job. We got married, and I worked 15 or 16 jobs, and one day I was working a tire shop for a couple of bucks an hour, and a guy come in and wanted to hire me for $5 or $6 an hour to go drive truck, and didn't seem I needed a license or anything, so off I went to the coal mine to drive truck.
Alex says there is some fun to being a celebrity.
The most fun is making people's day, giving people, you know, giving sad people advice that maybe picks them up a little bit.
But celebrity does not equal riches, at least not yet.
Money-wise, I'm doing lousy, but everything else I'm doing very well. But we never had any money in our life anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You can do an awful lot of stuff with no money.
When Alex returns home to Canada's Northwest Territories, there's always something to do.
I make topsoil, I dig holes, I haul gravel, I make, I've got 120 projects sitting in my front yard. Pretty well anything you can imagine. We got a non-profit organization of 11 children and 10 grandchildren.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record-length 55-foot fifth-wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And Texas Governor Rick Perry calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme, but he's stopping short of saying whether he would dismantle it. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Perry says Social Security qualifies as a Ponzi scheme because retirees are paid with money put in by people now working. Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace asked Perry whether he would end Social Security as a federal program. Perry didn't directly answer the question, saying instead he wants to focus on Medicaid first, and as part of that, there can be talk of how to put Social Security on what he calls better and more solid footing. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 68 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Attention DirecTV customers. KRHD ABC 40 is now carried on DirecTV in high definition. Just select Channel 40 from your on-screen program guide for ABC in HD. Syndicated favorites like The Doctors and Entertainment Tonight in HD. Plus local news, weather, and sports for Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. Now DirecTV viewers can choose the ABC station that covers our area and get most programs in high definition. It's official. ABC 40 is now on DirecTV.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number, tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
Hey, it's 6:36. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by ResPro. If you have water damage or fire damage, home or commercial, give them a call, 690-8659.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine today. It'll be on the humid side with the chance for an isolated shower. We're going to be warm up around 80, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Warm 65 to 70 with the chance for a passing shower. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70, partly to mostly cloudy for Wednesday with a chance of showers. High temperatures on Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of winning. The Aggies winning on Saturday night. The A&M basketball teams both winning over the weekend. Consolidated and Navasota both winning in high school playoff games. The Cowboys even winning, but the Texans, they didn't follow suit. All that and more coming up in sports.
And again, to reiterate what we talked about earlier, Rob is only talking about the next couple of days. By the end of the week, things have changed dramatically. On Thanksgiving Day, our high is only going to be 71 with a 50% chance of rain and a low of 35 on Thursday night. And for Friday, we're looking at a high of 54 degrees. That's the high. And then the low will be down around freezing on Friday night. So just kind of be aware that it's going to be warm and muggy early part of this week, but it changes some after that. All right, let's see. Rick Perry. See, Rick? Rick?
What's Rick doing?
Rick was on Fox News yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah, saying he's not running for president in 2012.
Wink, wink.
He said, no, I don't think he is now.
He's
the head of that governor's association, and he's got to pretty much do that.
Yeah.
And that's going to keep him from being able to do anything else as far as that goes. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
But he's still young. There's 2016 out there.
Yeah. He says, being the governor of a state like Texas is a more pivotal job in the future. I do indeed hope for someone that says, I'm going to go to Washington, try to get back to our constitutional roots. He probably said roots. Devolve this centralization of government back to the states. He said, quote, again, I don't want to be the president of the United States. I do want to work with those governors across the country to make the states more pivotal, more powerful, as they should be, end quote. Yeah, I think we're all about amen to bringing it back closer to home.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't need Washington telling us everything, what we need to do. I don't know. Do we want to talk about this pat-down thing? Because I see that the president talked about that, and Hillary talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed was that the Hannity report we got this morning?
Yeah,
that
was talking about
pretty verbal.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They asked Hillary, yes, she was on CBS, they asked her about a lot of stuff, but apparently asked her about that. And,
they asked her, would she be willing to do it? She said, no, not if I could help it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really, if I could avoid it.
If I could avoid it. You know what, she can.
Yeah, now she can avoid it.
She probably got some sort of card she can show, you know?
I would imagine probably for the rest of her life she can avoid it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Thanks, Hillary, we're glad that you feel our pain, or whatever. There's a story, if you ever cared, I mean, it's the holiday, Congress is not in session this week, thank goodness. Lawmakers are home for Thanksgiving. But they've left behind a whole bunch of work that obviously they can't get done before Christmas. So, with that known, the New York Post has turned its attention to a story about how they pick the turkey for the White House Thanksgiving celebration. And then how that turkey gets pardoned by the president every year. And I haven't gone to read that yet. I may get around to it this week. Because I'm guessing, you know, at some point they picked a turkey and maybe they went and chopped its head off. And maybe they had it at the White House for dinner. And then they said, no, 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 don't do that. So they went and killed the turkey and cooked it and gave it to the, you know, Salvation Army or somebody like that. And then somebody came up with the idea of, hey, let's go ahead and pardon the turkey. And president said, yeah, we've been doing that for our buddies for years. Let's go ahead and do it for a bird. So I watched a little bit of I don't watch the ABC show very often with what's her name, Christiane Amanpour.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they're paying George Will, but it's not enough. I mean,
yeah, that's the only reason I watch is to,
they're sitting there and it's some British talking guy from Financial Times. They got that Brazil who used to be on CNN, who's, you know, just loves Barack Obama. And then yesterday, Robert Reich was on, a little short guy, and George Will. And among the things they talked about was Sarah Palin and whether or not she was a viable presidential candidate. And Donna Brazile, in her comments, says, well, you know, she's everywhere. She's got so many commercial things that she needs to do first before she can become a presidential candidate. She has a book that she's outselling. She has a reality show, and I'm sure George is going to go home tonight and sit down and watch that. Now, why does she take a shot at George Will in the midst of her comments?
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, she can talk about Sarah Palin if she wants, but, I mean, George, who I believe Reich is a pretty smart fella, but I guarantee you, George Will is smarter than everybody else sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And he has to sit and listen to somebody like Donna Brazile say that about him. I'm thinking, you know, he's, again, hope he's getting paid well, and I presume that he is. But one of the things that was discussed yesterday was this whole nuclear arms treaty chat that they're having. And here comes John Kyle, and John Kyle is the point guy, if you will, on this treaty. And John Kyle said late last week that we need to look at this a little bit more. And I got a problem with it because it sure makes him and it makes then the Republicans look like obstructionists. Because if you look at this, this thing has Condoleezza Rice says it's good. George Shultz says it's good. Henry Kissinger, James Baker, they all are in agreement with it. Every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back it. They've had 29 meetings about it. They've had 7 months and 17 committee hearings about it. And then last week, John Kyle says, well, we need some time to look at this. See, and that's I believe that's bad. That's just not a good thing for the Republicans to be doing right now. But I presume what it is they just don't want to give Barack Obama any kind of a victory, or they feel like that would be a victory. So they don't want to do it. So thought that was unfortunate that he made that decision. And there's a new organization out there called the Patriotic Millionaires. It's a group of wealthy folks out there, dozens of Americans' wealthiest taxpayers. Hedge fund guy Michael Steinhardt, Guy Saperstein, who's a rich trial lawyer, Ben Cohen, he's the Ben of Ben and Jerry's. They have all band together to urge President Obama to raise taxes for people in their tax bracket. Please do that. Oh, and by the way, the same day that the Patriotic Millionaires campaign appeared, a new study found that half the members of the House and Senate are millionaires.
Huh.
So they're just like us. They're just like us.
And they're going to raise taxes on themselves.
Yeah, oh yeah. In the general populace, we the voters, that would be fewer than 1% are millionaires. But in the House and Senate, half of them are. So I'm pretty happy about that. Because they're in touch with us, you can bet. And did you hear what Chet Culver did? Chet Culver is the Iowa governor for a little bit longer. And Terry Branstad is going to take over. Terry was the governor, and then he wasn't, and now he's about to be again. But Chet thought just before he left the governor's mansion, he'd go ahead and give the state's union workers a new $200 million worth of pay raises, just because he can. He said in a statement, "These people are on the front lines of delivering vital services and information to people of Iowa, and they deserve to be paid in accordance with their qualifications and efforts." And as far as paying for it, well, Terry, see you. Wouldn't want to be you. Go ahead and raise those taxes to take care of that. And Carol Moseley Braun, remember her? What a wonderful lady. She has declared that she's going to run for mayor of Chicago now. If you remember, in 1992, she was the first African-American woman elected to the Senate. So now that's Rahm Emanuel and Carol Moseley Braun. And I think maybe the guy who lives in the house that belongs to Rahm Emanuel, he's going to run as well. So it's going to be crowded. And once again, if you remember the video that they had on the, I think, on the train platform in Chicago, where Rahm was standing there trying to shake people's hands, and they were just kind of walking by him because, once again, he's Rahm Emanuel. So that may be fun. And that's probably it. As we wind down toward the holidays, we probably won't hear too much more from the politicians, hopefully. 646.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
Check out all the places that offer eye care, and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for, and your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
It's time for Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers. Lock in great prices and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Any photographer will tell you that the most dramatic outdoor photos are taken early and late in the day when the sun comes in at low angles. Now, as the seasons are shifting, the sun is spending much of its day at a lower position in the sky, which makes for some really strong natural garden lighting. I'll be back with details of the impact of light on our landscapes right after this important message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions and carrots, peas and collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries and pecans. Oh, my! Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it just doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local businesses. Stop it in a farmer's market today. Again, the website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. Have you noticed how the color of daylight changes gradually during the fall? The clear blue-white light of the summer gradually gives way to shades of orange, yellow, and other shades as autumn moves in. You'll see it in the color cast onto plants' leaves, and you'll notice it in the morning or evening sunlight as it shines onto their trunks. The entire outdoors takes on an amber glow for several hours daily until the middle of the morning and after mid-afternoon. It's a beautiful season to be outdoors. You can put that strong angular lighting to work for you. Allow it to shine on a stone wall or through an arbor or pergola. The visual warmth of its rays will highlight rust, orange, and yellow leaves and flowers. Reds and pinks, by comparison, may actually be muted. However, the very best way to capitalize on the angle and color of the natural autumn lighting is to let it shine through wispy plumes of flowers and seeds and foliage. Ornamental grasses are the epitome. Gulf muley grass with its rosy pink flower heads comes alive when it's hit by the late afternoon sunlight, and so are any of the other grasses that hit their peaks in the fall. There's another aspect of the sunlight that comes into play in the autumn. It's the day length, a term used to describe the number of hours of natural sunlight. As our days grow shorter and shorter, we see many plants come into bloom. Mums are the prototypes, but fall asters, Maximilian sunflowers, and Mexican bush salvias all measure the length of the days to determine when the proper planting season has arrived. That's also true for poinsettias and Christmas cacti and calanchos and other plants. That's called photoperiodism. They're measuring the length of the dark period. There's a flowering hormone that gets destroyed by light. Now, if you have showy tropicals that you were growing out on the patio or deck, and if you've brought them indoors hoping to keep them over the wintertime, you need to begin to acclimate them to the lower light intensities. Move them gradually to darker surroundings over the next 3 or 4 weeks. You don't want to put them in a dark corner right off the bat. In fact, it probably is best if you don't put them in a dark corner at all in the winter. It's amazing how much brighter it is outdoors, even in the shade. And finally, fall is a great time to supplement the natural sunlight. Extend your evenings by having landscape lighting installed. Positioned high up in your trees, landscape lights will create a second look to your garden with almost no additional work on your part. It's a wonderful addition. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping the problem spots in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Brian, the official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, by now, they've probably locked the gates and asked all the fans to leave Kyle Field, but Saturday, they could have danced all night in celebration of their 3-field-goal-to-2 win over 9th-ranked Nebraska, the Aggies' second win over a top-10 team in as many home games. The Aggies used a defense rapidly earning the moniker Wrecking Crew, and an offense, while not good enough to get into the end zone, was good enough to get close enough for three chip shot field goals from Randy Bullock. After the game, head coach Mike Sherman talked about the support from the record crowd of 90,079.
Well, I just can't say enough about our students and the 12th man and our former students who were at the game to get us over 90,000, and the noise that they made and the energy that they generated was just phenomenal. And I just can't thank them enough. A very emotional win, obviously a very hard-fought battle. Nebraska's a great football team, and we were able to come in on the winning end of that, and we're excited about that. I told the guys, you know, the consequences of winning are that the expectations and the challenges get greater, and that was the case today. To beat a Nebraska team that is highly ranked and just a very well-coached team with a lot of talent, we jumped over another hurdle and have taken another step, and we still have another step to take.
Yeah, that'll be coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock when the Aggies are in Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. Horns have to win that game to become bowl eligible. For their effort, the Aggies only jumped one spot in the AP poll to 17th, the same ranking that they now have in the BCS list. Speaking of the BCS, no change in the top five: Oregon, Auburn, TCU, Boise State, and LSU. Both Aggie basketball teams stayed undefeated over the weekend. The men beat A&M International 77-46 at Reed Arena. The eighth-ranked Aggie women got a double portion of Rice, 80-40, in Houston Saturday. The Aggie men are in Orlando this Thursday, Friday, and Sunday for the Old Spice Tournament. They'll meet Boston College Thanksgiving morning at 11 to start that tournament. The Aggie women will host Liberty University tonight at 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. And then it's off to Cancun for Thanksgiving, where they'll play Arizona Friday and Michigan on Saturday. The Dallas Cowboys are now 2-0 under Jason Garrett. Yesterday they beat the even worse Detroit Lions 35-19 at Jerry World. The Houston Texans lost another heartbreaker, though, giving up a TD with 10 seconds left to lose to the Jets 30-27. The Texans had made up a 16-point deficit in the fourth quarter and led 27-23 when the Jets drove for the winning touchdown in the final minute, the winner coming on a Mark Sanchez to Santonio Holmes 6-yard pass. High school football playoffs will continue, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers continue right along with them. The Tigers ran their winning streak to 11 in a row Friday night with a 42-23 win over McKinney Boyd in the 5A Division I area round game. And now they advance to the Region 2 semifinals, where they'll meet undefeated Round Rock Stony Point Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Waco ISD Stadium. Also, the Navasota Rattlers won their second straight playoff game, beating Huffman Hargraves 43-26 in Houston. The Rattlers will next meet Tyler Chapel Hill in the 3A regional semis. That'll be Friday night, 7:30 at the Waco ISD Stadium. And the Aggie volleyball team lost the match and any hope for an NCAA berth yesterday when they fell at home to Iowa State in four sets yesterday. The loss knocks the Aggies to 13-15 for the year and 7-11 in the Big 12. They'll play at Texas on Wednesday. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
Attention DirecTV customers. KRHD ABC 40 is now carried on DirecTV in high definition. Just select channel 40 from your on-screen program guide for ABC in HD. Syndicated favorites like The Doctors and Entertainment Tonight in HD. Plus local news, weather, and sports for Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. Now DirecTV viewers can choose the ABC station that covers our area and get most programs in high definition. It's official. ABC 40 is now on DirecTV.
On Thanksgiving Day, Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank, Meals on Wheels, and the United Way for the 27th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in the preparation and delivery of over 1,200 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. We need volunteers to help prepare those 1,200 meals, to serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen and cleanup. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. If you know of an individual or family who could use a meal on Thanksgiving, please contact Epicure's Catering at 695-0985 and give us their name, address, and phone number. If you'd like to contribute money, you can send it to Citibank Thanksgiving Fund at 711 University Drive in College Station. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for those in need.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. First 3 days of the week, kind of warm, 82 or so for the high each day. It'll be breezy probably today with wind.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is the government going too far at the airport? Some passengers are angry.
One was a mom in the Atlanta airport whose five-year-old was taken from her randomly, taken into a back room and patted down.
Penny Nance Young with Concerned Women for America, but the TSA defends the tighter security as necessary. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
But maybe a little wiggle room, Dave. TSA Chief John Pistole says it is a matter of refining and adjusting airport security programs.
If we can do it less invasively, has been the request, then I'm open to doing that.
Pistol tells Fox and Friends the Christmas Day underwear bomber and other attempted attacks forced the agency to install those full body scanners. These sometimes aggressive pat-downs for those who say no to the scanners, Dave.
Ridge, they'll search in Utah for a third day for a gunman who shot and critically wounded a park ranger. A rifle and bloody shirt have been found so far. We're paying more at the pump. Gas up a nickel the last 2 weeks.
Up about 23 cents from last Thanksgiving.
Analyst Shelby Lundberg's nationwide survey puts regular $2.87 a gallon. There's a new study showing fewer kids are going to the emergency room over cough and cold medicine reactions. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso explains this live.
Dave, drug makers recalled cold and cough medicines for children under the age of 2-3 years ago, citing possible deadly side effects, which the journal Pediatrics attributes to the drop in ER visits. But researchers also found that some youngsters are still getting the medicines themselves, emphasizing the need for better childproof containers, or they're getting them from their parents, suggesting that mom or dad haven't thrown them out, Dave.
Jeff, Justin Bieber is on top of the music world.
Wow.
He's Entertainer of the Year at the American Music Awards.
My fans are amazing.
He's just 16, so Bieber's the youngest to ever win that Entertainer of the Year. He took home 4 awards on ABC and all. Usher, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, the Black Eyed Peas, Taylor Swift, Brad Paisley, among the other winners. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-494-2108. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-494-2108. That's 1-800-494-2108.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The holidays mean parties, all kinds of parties, and great parties require lots of work and plenty of great food. That's where Luigi's Patio Ristorante will make you the hero while staying stress-free. No matter what the size of your party, Luigi's offers a wide range of catering services. Select from Luigi's extensive menu items or consult the chef to customize your party. Just call Luigi's and book your private or company party at the restaurant. Now's the time to call Luigi's at 693-2742 to reserve your party time. Luigi's, 693-2742.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 69 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 81, but a marked change in the weather about 3 days away. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board has taken the next step toward selecting the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shields says out of five search firms presenting a proposal, the board unanimously voted to interview two companies.
The thing that we're keeping in mind and that I'm proud of everybody for doing that, everybody came prepared. Everybody had the five firms ranked, you know, in their mind how they felt like they should be.
Shield says both finalists bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging between $14,000 and $18,000 plus expenses. One firm is based in Dallas and features a former Texas Education Commissioner. Another firm, based in Illinois with Texas representatives, has on its staff a former U.S. Secretary of Education. Shield says interviews will be held a week from today. College Station City Council meets today because of the Thanksgiving holiday this week. Discussion includes proceeding with creating impact fees for future water and wastewater projects. Water Services Director David Coleman briefed the council on impact fees ahead of a vote awarding a consultant's contract last month.
The most important points here, impact fees, you can only recover up to about half of the cost of the infrastructure, and what you're looking to do is have an alternate way of funding plant capacity improvements. So as new developments come online, we have to expand capacity, we have to drill a new water well, we have to add capacity to a treatment plant. This is a way to help fund those that helps you keep the rates lower.
The consultant's report will outline what has to be done before council considers final action on impact fees next April. College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines. It's been 3 years since Blinn College has had a full-time athletic director. The Board of Trustees discussed bringing back that position last week at its meeting in Bryan. Trustees will consider action in a special meeting Tuesday in Brenham.
The last full-time athletic director at Blinn resigned in 2007, and at that time, most of the duties were split among the coaching staff. Blinn has six athletic programs. Three are offered for men students, and three are offered for our women students. But any of these jobs, whether they be head coaching jobs or the position of athletic director, are really demand full-time responsibility and full-time care.
Blinn's Brandon Webb says funding a full-time AD would come from transferring stipends now given to coaches, fundraising, and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. There would also be no additional administrative costs. An original Ice Road trucker is now an author, and he'll be in College Station this afternoon. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Alex Debogorski has the best laugh this side of Santa. While home to Alex is 3,100 miles closer to Santa than us, he is spending a week in Texas. This afternoon, he's in College Station promoting his new book, King of the Road.
I want to write a book ever since I was young. I've got 500 to 1,000 books myself. You know, I've got a shed. I got books that the mice live with. And, you know, I've always read lots, and I've always, I mean, I write a column on occasion in our newspaper when I'm home.
Alex is a first-generation Canadian. His parents immigrated from Britain, but his family goes back to World War II ravaged Poland. Family's one reason Alex is a celebrity, he notes. His 11 children and 10 grandchildren will see him in reruns.
Well, if this works, you know, I mean, my grandfather was shot by firing squad in Auschwitz. He was a major in the Polish infantry, and I mean, there's more to that story, but we don't have a picture of him, so don't even know what he looks like. So, comparing that to my own grandchildren, I thought, well, that'd be kind of neat if they could. There's Grandpa on TV. You can go buy a tape.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record-length 55-foot fifth-wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And prosecutors and defense attorneys are expressing confidence as they prepare their final pitches to jurors in the money laundering trial of former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Closing arguments in DeLay's trial are set for today in Austin. Afterward, jurors will get the case and begin deliberating. Prosecutors allege DeLay used his political action committee to illegally channel $190,000 in corporate donations into 2002 Texas legislative races through a money swap. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Now through Wednesday, Postal Plus is celebrating 20 great years of service to the Brazos Valley with a 20% off sale. You save 20% off shipping and packaging services at Postal Plus, 20% off packaging supplies, and yes, even 20% off our new unique gifts for every day in the holiday season. The celebration ends this Wednesday, November 24th. If you want quick, convenient, and efficient shipping services and save money, stop by Postal Plus, conveniently located on 29th Street in Bryan, and enjoy our celebration and savings.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. All of our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine today. It'll be on the humid side with the chance for an isolated shower. We're going to be warm up around 80, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Warm 65 to 70 with the chance for a passing shower. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy for Wednesday with a chance of showers. High temperatures on Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there are still several Brazos Valley teams that are still in the high school playoffs, including the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Navasota Rattlers. We'll talk about who they'll play next and when and where. Aggie volleyball team dropped a match at home last night, and that pretty much ends their hopes for an NCAA berth. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the big win on Saturday night. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 7:13. They sold standing room only tickets. Is that correct?
Yep.
This game?
Uh-huh.
Well, there are people standing all over on one side of the stadium. What's the big deal?
That's right. Yeah. That's all it is standing room only.
So where did they put those people? Do we know? Do you know where that was, where the standing room tickets were? Did they let them stand in the zone club? They could have done that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and walk in those booths. Hey, I'm just going to stand back here.
Y'all don't mind, do you?
I won't eat any of them parfaits. I'll just stand back here.
I don't know, but I know that that was the absolutely the most, even with the seats on the track, that was the most crowded sideline I've ever been in. I thought I was like walking down the middle of Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras, just going from one end to the other. There were so many people.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Yeah, I mean, it was like that. It was.
Did anybody yell, "Sit down, old man"?
No, I don't stand in one place very often, but I'm sure that there was a lot of that. But yeah, the people that bought those $80 seats on the track
were they $80?
Well, I don't know how much they were, but anyway, they were too much. But when they bought, they were looking through people the whole game.
I'm guessing so.
So thank goodness for the big screen on for them.
Okay, well,
it was quite an atmosphere. I don't know if I can recall. I'm sure that we've had people rush the field. I know the 85 Texas game when the Aggies clinched the Southwest Conference Championship and beat Texas there. I know. Everybody went out on the field then, but as far as going out there and singing the Aggie War Hymn and all that, I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Nobody
pretty
went
special.
For the goalpost, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's
pretty
good.
Pretty special stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I noticed the lack of traffic as I left because there just wasn't. Everybody stayed.
Yeah. Everybody stuck around.
Yeah. There were just people on the field.
So there we go. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, we got the game coming up. We'll have it right here on Friday.
Okay. Friday night. Yeah. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock.
Is Brent Musselman doing that job?
I don't know.
Too?
Okay. I don't know. Musselman was there Saturday, right?
If it's Thursday, normally it's the game day crew.
Well, it's Friday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry.
It's Thursday.
Game's Thursday.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Not the game day crew, but the normal Thursday night crew of Reese Edwards and
we'll
Reese Davis, rather. And Craig James Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
And what bowl the Aggies projected for right now?
Most projections still have them in the Holiday, but if they win, just based on sheer momentum, they could go as high as Cotton.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be nice to keep them in the state.
That'd be real nice.
Yeah, Cotton and Alamo are looking very attractive right now.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this is the year that that the Alamo has dibs before the Holiday Bowl does. So actually, the pecking order is BCS followed by Cotton, Alamo, Holiday.
Any bowl people can drive to is a good thing right now.
Yeah.
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 Leave a lot of money there and all that. Yeah.
You'd like to go to the Cotton, but with the Big 12 championship loser likely not going to be a BCS team, you're afraid that team might get the Cotton. So I don't know.
We'll see how all that goes.
But we may still be in the Big 12 championship game.
Okay, and of course, coming up Friday, one of my favorite days, I just drive by Walmart. And of course, we have a big new Walmart in College Station now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it a supercenter.
No, okay. How many people are going to be out there? And then I saw a commercial last night that Target's opening at 4 in the morning. So I don't know. I may drive by there too just to see.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the people carrying the big screens out on it. All the things that they're gonna do. 3% have already done their holiday shopping. Now, what is that about? You're not even waiting until Black Friday to do that? Come on. That's what Consumer Reports says. The rest of us, nearly 47% plan to make some sort of a gift purchase over the weekend that includes Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
My wife got an early jump this year. She's
why?
Because she wanted to.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not, I mean, so it's not so much of a hit. I mean, we are a family on a budget, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's not so much of a hit in the span of 30 days. You know, and I say early. You know, we're talking, you know, started, you know, maybe early November, earlier this month, so.
But here's now the kind of interesting thing of these 47%, one-third of those say that they'll be looking for things for themselves.
Ah, well, yeah, sure.
Well, duh.
Yeah, because nobody else gets them what they want.
That's right, gifting yourself. Yeah. And, of course, then there's Cyber Monday, which is a week from today that we can all look forward to. So, and, of course, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, designed to answer those questions asked by the poultry impaired, between the hours of 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. local time, through Thanksgiving Day and into December for all of you turkey types. By the way, you can email them, too. They've got a talk line at butterball.com. But, gosh, butterball.com. And speaking of which, how many of you are going to have turkey roll on the Thanksgiving menu? Yeah. Just as a little trivia, one time Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, explicitly said there should not be turkey roll on the buffet backstage there was, and he threw a hissy fit.
Oh.
Well, it's pressed. Come on, man. That's just...
It's parts. It's just parts in a roll.
Just violates the laws of nature.
Oh, I saw this and thought of you, Chase. It's 7:18, by the way. New Cafe, all right, New York Cafe, is selling a coffee drink with 10 shots of espresso in it.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the other on Candy this morning.
No, they thought of you as well?
Well, no, they were just talking about how absolutely ridiculous it was.
Uh-huh. I can't imagine that it could taste palatable in any way. Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm coughing a lot this morning,
we've got that button over there.
Well, you know what? But my light doesn't work, and it hadn't worked in 2 years.
Note to Dusty.
Anyway, yeah,
so this thing is...
I thought I'd hit the off.
That's okay. 10 shots of espresso in it.
Yeah, that just can't be... It cannot, under any circumstances, be healthy.
Now, it says here that they won't sell it to anybody who is over 40, which may just be publicity. Tony Fisher says it's for the person who wants... He's the owner of the shop. Who wants to experience the limits of where coffee and espresso can go. And again, I cannot imagine that. That would taste good in any way. How much sugar can you put in it to make it palatable? So there's a lot of media hype about these so-called invasive security measures. Here's my problem, and I don't want to put my tinfoil hat on too much, but why did they do this right before Thanksgiving? Is there a reason that they decided that they wanted to encumber an already increase an already uncomfortable situation, which is airplane travel in general now? Why did they do that now, right here before Thanksgiving? You guys, any thoughts on that? Why did they think they needed to do that? It could have happened at any time.
Right.
And they may be saying it's in, I don't know, response to some study or whatever. But there's this kind of soft boycott that may happen. People may just decide to slow down as they go through lines. And, you know, if you're a TSA inspector, they're people too. I mean, you know, they live near us.
Yeah, I can't think any TSA inspector enjoys this any more than the people that are going through it either.
One would hope not. Yes, one would hope not. But anyhow, it's that's a problem. It's going to cost more. It's going to slow things down. I guess pilots now don't have to go through it. But you miss your flight, and you're going to have people who are very, very angry. Uh-huh. And then every airline employee is going to have to put up with people who are going to be angry either having been through this or knowing that they're going to have to go through this. So the ticket agent who's got nothing to do with it is going to have to get a lot of anger out of that.
Well, now does the airline, okay, let's say it's time for the plane to leave, and only 70% of the people who have confirmed reservations are at the gate yet. What do they do? Do they close the gate? Do they hold the gate? Do they run late? What decision do they make on
and
that?
I guess, you know, that's what's nice is a lot of folks around here probably don't travel by plane for the holidays. But, you know, there may be students who are going home or something for Thanksgiving, and they may have to endure this. But, and the worst, the most egregious violations of personal privacy are showing up now on the Internet. There was one yesterday, like a 10-year-old kid. They made him take his shirt off while his father's standing there. And, you know, how embarrassing that is. And just, I'm sure the father was just beyond angry over the whole thing. All right,
I just would not want to be in an airport and be the guy in charge of complaints this weekend. You know, the complaint department.
Well,
yeah.
And again, the federal government. You know, we're here to protect you. We're here to protect you. Altering photographs has become so unremarkable now that it happens on a regular basis. But there are companies, according to the New York Times. There are companies now that are contacting parents, talking to them about how they can, well, touch up that picture of their little dumpling out there, all the way up through high school, ranging from simply removing blemishes to more complicated alterations like changing hair length or whitening your teeth. And if your kid happens to be sick on the day of the classroom picture, they can just digitally insert him or her. As one might expect, the request for retouching photographs does increase as students get older. One company estimates that by senior year, sometimes half of all the class requests for retouching, by the time they're seniors, half of them are looking to get their pictures retouched so they'll have glam shots in the... what? Go ahead and just rest your hand right there on your thumb. Your That's chin right there on your thumb. Yeah.
Tuck your chin. That's tilt it. Your shoulder. That's now it. Look natural.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't feel my face.
Put that That's eyebrow right. up. Okay. That's there you right. go. Got that.
Right. Yeah. Head down. Look to the right. Yeah. Wait a second. What are you doing?
Welcome to Traditions Club, the prettiest master plan community in the Brazos Valley. Traditions Club is proud to announce that the new clubhouse opens in time for Thanksgiving, November 25th. Already regarded as one of the best private club communities in Texas, the new clubhouse is sure to enhance an already extravagant experience. Log on to traditionsclub.com for more information. Call 979-821-2582. Traditions, voted best golf course in the 2010 Best of the Brazos.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30-horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
It's time to do your Christmas shopping. Don't wait for the rush. Order your Christmas presents now from Monograms and More. For the staff that works so hard. For that special someone. Even that hard to shop for friend or family member. Specialized monogrammed items like jackets, fleece, caps, even corporate gifts and more. Don't get stuck in the Christmas rush. Order that special gift now at monograms-more.com or call 693-7773. Monograms and More.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. First 3 days of the week, pretty nice. High temperature will be in the 80s. Low temperature will be around 70. We do get a change, though, toward the end of the week. Thanksgiving Day, a 50-50 chance of rain and a high of 71, a low of 35 on Thursday night. Sunshine on Friday, but a high of only 54 degrees and a low temperature down near freezing. Right now, humidity is 93%, and we've got overcast skies, and it's 69 outside.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. This holiday season, don't stress over meals while your friends and family are visiting. Let G Deli and Global Event Group take care of the food so you can enjoy your company. For only $95, G Deli and Global can make you a roasted turkey or spiral ham with cornbread dressing, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, freshly baked dinner rolls, and a homemade pumpkin pie. All of this delicious food will feed 10 to 12 people. For orders, contact Global at 979-778-9101.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the weekend, we got another radio propaganda address from the president. To supposedly prevent companies from outsourcing jobs overseas, Obama wants to close tax loopholes. He also wants to give tax breaks to American small businesses and manufacturers. Now, those tax breaks would come from using clean energy manufacturing and allowing companies to write off new equipment costs. Just another indicator, Obama has no clue about business. With the economy in a shambles thanks to Democrat policies, it's meaningless to say companies can write off new equipment. Unless there are sales generated by customers thriving economy, businesses aren't going to invest in retooling their shops, especially since they're grappling with the added cost of Obamacare. Now, out of one side of his mouth, the president talks tax cuts, if you go along with his green energy nonsense. But from the other side of his mouth, he's insisting on raising taxes on small business by letting the Bush tax cuts expire. The result of all this? Businesses having no confidence that our economy will grow. Add to that uncertainty about future tax burdens and new regulations. With those conditions, businesses will keep sitting on their cash rather than investing it in jobs or equipment. Now, the best way to take care of business is to see to it that Democrats are driven from elective office. Then, and only then, will we see widespread confidence return and our economy finally start to flourish. It's really that simple, folks. Just get rid of the Democrats.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-494-2108. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-494-2108. That's 1-800-494-2108.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 69 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers with a high today of about 81. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A week from today, the Bryan School Board will interview representatives of two search firms interested in recruiting the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shield says five firms submitted written proposals before the board unanimously selected the finalists.
I mean, we weren't in 100% agreement who was one or who was two when we got there, but we sure... certainly were who was one and two when we left there.
One Illinois-based firm has Texas representatives and a former U.S. Secretary of Education on its staff. The other finalist, based in Dallas, features a former Texas Education Commissioner. Shield says both bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging between $14,000 and $18,000 plus expenses. The city of College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines, and tonight city council will take the next step toward expanding utility impact fees. Last month, Water Services Director David Coleman told the council they could recover up to half the cost of future water and wastewater projects.
The most important point is the fact that these capital costs are going to be required. The question is, how do you want to fund it? If you want all the rate payers to share in equal proportion, regardless whether they're new or have been here for years, then we don't need impact fees. But if you would like to see the developers pay more of that plant expansion cost, then the impact fees are the way to go.
Council hired a consultant last month to assist in the project. The consultant reports tonight on what has to be done before the council considers final action on impact fees next April. College Station Council meets today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has called a special meeting for Tuesday. One of the reasons is to vote on bringing back a full-time athletic director. Blinn's Brandon Webb says coaches have split up administrative duties since 2007.
There are a lot of different responsibilities that have been shared. These burdens have been shared by the coaching staff willingly, but at the same time, the head volleyball coach is currently serving as a primary athletic director. Well, he's taking his program on a national run at the moment, and they are competing for another national championship. The football program has been doing very well the last few years as well, 7-3. And a lot of the coaches have tremendous year-round responsibilities.
Webb says the stipends now given to coaches would help pay for the full-time AD, along with fundraising and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. There would be no additional administrative expense. From near the top of the world, one of the original Ice Road Truckers has written a book and will be in College Station this afternoon. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Alex Debogorski, who's promoting his new book, King of the Road, says he did not want to make trucking his career.
I was in university. My wife got herself pregnant, so I had to go get a job. We got married, and I worked 15 or 16 jobs, and one day I was working a tire shop for a couple of bucks an hour, and a guy come in and wanted to hire me for $5 or $6 an hour to go drive truck, and, didn't seem I needed a license or anything, so off I went to the coal mine to drive truck.
Alex says there is some fun to being a celebrity.
The most fun is making people's day, giving people, giving sad people advice that maybe picks them up a little bit.
But celebrity does not equal riches, at least not yet.
Money-wise, I'm doing lousy, but everything else I'm doing very well. But we never had any money in our life anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You can do an awful lot of stuff with no money.
When Alex returns home to Canada's Northwest Territories, there's always something to do.
I make topsoil, I dig holes, I haul gravel, I make, I've got 120 projects sitting in my front yard. Well, anything you can imagine. We got a non-profit organization of 11 children and 10 grandchildren.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record-length 55-foot fifth-wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas Governor Rick Perry calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme, but he's stopping short of saying whether he would dismantle it. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Perry says Social Security qualifies as a Ponzi scheme because retirees are paid with money put in by people that are now working. Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace asked Perry whether he would end Social Security as a federal program. Perry didn't directly answer the question, saying instead he wants to focus on Medicaid first, and as part of that, there can be talk of how to put Social Security on what he calls better and more solid footing. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
Howdy, Aggieland. This is John Williams with Allen Honda. Allen Honda wants to thank the community for 35 years of support. Now we need your help for the holidays. Allen Honda has teamed up with Twin City Mission and Job 59 Cleaners to collect 500 coats to donate to the less fortunate families. Stop by Allen Honda today to donate your gently used or new coat. We're located at Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway or online at allenhonda.com, 696-2424. Happy holidays from the Allen Honda family.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by ResPro. You know, if you have a problem with fire or water damage, home or business, give them a call. They'll clean it up for you. 690-8659.
Clouds today, but some breaks of sunshine are possible. Humidity is going to be up for this time of year, so will the temperatures. We're going to be near 80 degrees. Watch for an isolated shower during the day. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, chance for a passing shower, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds and some intervals of sunshine with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Showers are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Wednesday, clouds, chance of showers, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. So Fran Lamb is along to give you some history of the Bryan-College Station area. That's coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
So what's this? We got this trucker guy, this ice road trucker guy in Hawking the Book.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name again? Yeah, I know. It's not Hang Bob on. Smith.
No, it's Alex Bob. And about 19 consonants.
Yeah, them so. Too. Because
Debogorsky.
That's the one. So I believe he said, I like the idea, I got this nonprofit organization that's a bunch of kids and grandkids. That's kind of fun. But he said he makes gravel.
Oh,
I don't know how you do that.
No,
I
mean, you get, God did that.
Yeah. You get big rocks, you break them into little rocks, and you run water over them for a few hundred years, and you got gravel, right?
I thought so.
Yeah. Nonetheless, that and, I don't know, have you guys watched that show much?
No, I haven't.
No.
I mean, it's visually an intriguing show, I guess, but, you know, at some point they have a deal where the truck actually, you know, they have a camera under the ice. I mean, is that safe or wise? You know, because that way they can show the tire going over the ice and the water squishing and all that kind of thing. And again, I don't know that I've ever watched an aggregate total of 30 minutes of it, but, you know, it's popular stuff. There are people out there doing that. And I was just wondering why is he the first ice road trucker to go out and hawk a book? And obviously it hasn't captured the imagination of you two. Well, like, as if I said deadliest, you know, what's it called? Deadliest Catch? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, now, that you
yeah.
Like?
Yeah, oh, yeah, now there.
Now, yeah, now Sig has written a book and I've read it. So.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but you know what? I've never watched the show, so yeah. I, you know, if I can make up some stuff here.
No, it's just, you know, uphill, downhill, over water, over ice. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Skidding.
That's it.
Skidding left, skidding right.
Vancouver, British Columbia, here's a man who tried to rob a donut shop. Okay.
Really?
Again.
Really.
Why donut shop? Anyway, tried to rob a donut shop.
Give me all your ice cake.
But he was so drunk.
How drunk was he?
Thank you. That he pulled out a great big butcher knife that he was going to use, passed out, fell on it, and stabbed himself.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be karma. Hello?
Yeah, putting the camera under the ice is a lot safer than putting one near one of the Pelini boys.
Yeah.
Apparently so. I was reading about that in the
Classy guys.
Omaha paper. Yeah. Yeah, again, probably not the best way to represent your university.
Have no, that's true.
That some people are embarrassed over that.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, Dr. Tom, I believe, is a first year as a head coach. Pelini's first year as a head coach. Dr. Tom, I believe, had a see me T.O. Note in Pelini's mailbox.
Did he?
And visited about his deportment on the sideline. So I'm wondering if he got another one this morning.
Well, I saw Dr. Tom after the game, and he was quiet, but, you know, he had any number of reasons to be quiet.
Right.
French farmer has been given a one-month suspended jail sentence and fined 500 euros for feeding his ducks marijuana to get rid of worms. BBC said they arrested Michael Rouillet.
That's how I'd do it.
Sure,
golly.
They discovered 12 cannabis plants and about 11 pounds of the drug during a visit. So apparently Michael told him, hey, I feed it to my ducks to get rid of worms. He said it's better than the worm substitute stuff I've been using.
Boy.
Okay, Michael.
My duck has worms.
There you are. Mm. All right, our bodies full
and I don't feel so good myself.
Our bodies are full of secret remedies to temporarily relieve discomfort.
Oh, good. How about a cough and a cold?
Well, I don't know.
You got anything for that?
No, I got cough, but that's...
Would you like me to cough again?
No,
I'll miss this button for you one more time.
You did a nice job, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're getting a shot, if you'll cough at the moment of injection, maybe the needle will break off in your arm. It'll feel twice as good. No, it says that will reduce the pain. If your heart is racing... Uh-huh. Blow on your thumb. The vagus nerve that governs the heart rate can be controlled through breathing.
You know, Scott.
Yeah.
If when you're getting a shot, if you slam your thumb with a hammer at the same time, that'll really reduce the pain of the shot.
Probably would.
It really will.
I'm just trying to give you some things that might be a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you've got a toothache, rub the V area between your thumb and forefinger with an ice cube. It blocks the brain's pain signals for. Face
golly, now you tell me that. Yeah. All the toothaches I had as a kid.
Well, I mean, I think you can massage that area right there. That apparently is for the reflexology folks. They'd probably be able to tell you there's some things there. And if you have a scratchy throat, here you go.
Yeah, okay. Tell me.
Scratch your ear.
Here we go. Here we go.
With your throat.
Glad.
Stimulating the nerves in your ear can create a spasm reflex in the throat to relieve the tickle.
Everybody got a picture out there?
Yeah, got that.
I'm
okay.
Sitting here scratching my ear.
But I mean,
how's your throat feel?
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't coughed yet.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, the ear, where in the ear? There could be a lot of places in the ear.
Well, I'm just scratching the back.
Yeah, okay.
The back of the ear.
Up, wait.
Uh-oh.
Am I scratching the wrong part?
Breaking news.
Fine.
Fox is moving American Idol from Wednesdays to Thursday, moves to Wednesday and Thursday night this fall. Oh, what, duh?
Really?
That's a big move since it could be considered as a reaction to CBS dropping Survivor in favor of a Thursday night comedy block anchored by The Big Bang Theory. Also lets Fox keep its powerhouse series Glee in place on Tuesday nights.
Well, NBC on Thursday night is going to be all comedy.
Oh, are they?
Also, yeah, well, there's a new 30-minute one I don't remember the name of to go along with the Parks and Recreation and the 30 Rock and The Office and all of that. Yeah. So,
got that happening.
Yeah.
It was a 30 Rock reference I sent you, I believe, Chase.
Oh, really?
Just to do a little internal stuff.
I'll have to go back and look.
I don't remember exactly what it was. Authorities near a nuclear facility in Washington State on the hunt for a radioactive mouse, the mouse that glowed. The Tri-City Herald confirms a contaminated mouse droppings were found at the Hanford Nuclear Power Plant. We've got Homer Simpson on it. So far, workers at the facility have been unable to catch the rodent, even after setting about 60 mouse traps.
Good grief.
Goodness
I mean,
gracious.
I guess it's big. If you'll just put peanut butter on it and set it next to the wall.
Boogeyman!
It's not that tough.
It's really overreaction, I think.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, I think so. Two weeks ago, a radioactive rabbit was found roaming the ground. Somebody's got night vision glasses and they didn't need it because the bunny's out there glowing. The Washington State Department of Health said they don't think the public has anything to worry about.
They don't think.
No,
you love it when a public health official says, we don't think you've got anything to worry about. We wouldn't recommend, stewing it or anything like that. But
I mean, what's going on that something that I believe is probably outside the confines of the reactor, the bunny, I don't think the bunny's been in the reactor, has it? How is it that is a radioactive bunny now?
I, for one, welcome our new bunny overlords.
Bunny needs a badge like everybody else, right? So that we know when he can't go near the reactor anymore.
Bunny needs a badge.
Reactors at Hanover.
You don't need no stinking badge.
Anyway, they've been around for a while. They in fact, manufactured the plutonium that was used in the World War II bombs. But nonetheless, finding radioactive rodents nearby is probably not a good thing. Can you imagine the real estate values there?
Mm.
And close to the nuclear reactor.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, both Jenny and I agree that getting trampled by the crowds the day after Thanksgiving just isn't our cup of eggnog. But we're taking our chances with the Stampede this Friday at Half Price Books. You know, I don't know why they call it Black Friday when at Half Price Books you're saving so much green. They're opening at 7 a.m. and the first 100 folks through the door will get a free tote bag with a $5 gift card inside. And one lucky shopper will find one worth $100. And from 7 to 10 a.m., take an extra 20% off your entire purchase. Half Price Books has presence of mind. Those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Gifts for everyone on your list. And this Friday at 7 a.m., the early bird gets the bookworm. So don't miss it. A tote bag surprise giveaway and an extra 20% off sale until 10 a.m. Half Price Books for the holidays on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
Hi, this is Sam at the Petal Patch, reminding you that we have roses right now through the end of the month for only $39.99, including delivery. Stop by our store at Texas and Deacon or give me a call at 696-6713 to place your order. And remember, the Petal Patch has centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table. Get a dozen roses of mixed colors right now for only $39.99. Call 696-6713 or stop by our store at Texas and Deacon next to Wings and More. A dozen roses for $39.99 and Thanksgiving centerpieces only in November and only at the Petal Patch.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
I was born Alan Stewart Konigsberg, a Jewish son of Nettie and Martin, and raised in New York City. You might not think you know him, but you do. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As a child, he sparred with his tough-minded mother. There was tension in the family, a functional dysfunction. As a boy, Alan attended Hebrew school, spoke Yiddish, and made people laugh, most likely out of self-preservation. Those who come from unhappy homes are often inclined towards comedy. They channel their pain by finding humor in the absurd. He was bullied, though he would later try and make a joke of that, too. At 15, he began to write comedic material for money. He also began to develop a skeptical worldview, questioning everything, especially belief in God. When people would ask him what his faith was, he would say, "To you, I'm an atheist, but to God, I'm the loyal opposition." In the 1960s, Mr. Konigsberg met with Dr. Billy Graham. He did it for the material. Dr. Graham did it, hoping to win a convert. During the conversation, Dr. Graham acknowledged we might never prove God's existence, but even if there was no God, we'd have a happier life believing in Him, as opposed to those who think life is all a matter of chance. Belief, he said, gives hope. The jury is still out on the impact of Dr. Graham's conversation with Alan. Woody Allen, that is. But what Dr. Graham was communicating is timeless. Hope is the physician of each misery. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When I give a gift, I want it to really wow.
Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Day After Thanksgiving event.
Electronics, toys, beautiful jewelry. I'm talking the good stuff. And you can't beat the savings. Makes my membership worth it right there. Talk about wow.
The Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event begins at 5 a.m. November 26th. Start saving Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Not a member? Join now and get in on the
wow.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Here's what one nurse said about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
I work in a family practice clinic, and this thermometer is our favorite.
And here's what one doctor said.
I recommend it. It's accurate, fast, and easier to use than traditional methods.
And one mom.
The fact that I can take my sleeping infant's temperature without waking him is worth every penny.
And a bunch of other moms. Are you sensing a trend here?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Pick one up for the family at Supercenters and Sam's Clubs.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage, we can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Whew. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Welcome Monday morning again, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's another look at your sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, that record crowd of 90,079, those that were the Aggie fans, of course, they just wanted to hang around and celebrate at Kyle Field on Saturday night after the 9-6 win over ninth-ranked Nebraska. The Aggies used a defense that is rapidly earning the moniker Wrecking Crew. And an offense, while not good enough to get into the end zone, was good enough to get close enough for three chip-shot Randy Bullock field goals. Of course, some of that offense was gifted by Nebraska penalties, either for illegal execution or poor behavior, even once for some over-the-top fussing by Coach Bo Pelini. Nebraska was penalized 16 times for 145 yards, while A&M was whistled just twice for 10 yards. Aggies were also turnover-free, and they got a couple of picks from Trent Hunter. Here's Mike Sherman.
That was huge. I mean, Trent Hunter had three picks in practice this week, and it was like he hasn't done that all year. And it was just like an omen that he was going to get a pick, and he did a great job keeping his feet in bounds. I asked him, are you in bounds? Are you in bounds? I thought I saw his foot hit the ground, and he said, Coach, I can't look down when I'm catching the ball. I don't know, you know. But I thought when I looked down, I was right there. He just caught it right in front of me, and I thought for sure there was a grass that he dragged his toe on right there. So I was pretty confident that was not going to get overturned. But in a game like this, in a game like next week, you have to win that turnover battle. You can get away with it sometimes, but not very often. And we've walked rather dangerously this year with the turnovers, and some have won, some have lost.
Cyrus Gray had his fifth straight 100-yard game. Defensive end Lucas Patterson was asked about that final stop of the Huskers after Bullock's third field goal.
You know, I was talking to the guys on the sideline before out there. Said before we went out there, it's one time, one time for everything. And I'm really proud of all of our guys tonight. Everybody, played their hardest, and we came out with a W.
Now, for their effort, the Aggies just jumped one spot in the AP poll to 17th, the same ranking they now have on the BCS list. The Aggies, of course, will play the Texas Longhorns Thursday night at 7 in Austin. Texas has to win that game just to become bowl eligible and to have a winning season. Now, speaking of the BCS, no change in the top five with Oregon, Auburn, TCU, Boise State, and LSU. Aggie basketball team stayed undefeated over the weekend. The men beat A&M International 77-46 at Reed Arena. The eighth-ranked Aggie women, they got a double portion of Rice, 80-40 in Houston on Saturday. Now the Aggie men are in Orlando this Thursday, Friday, and Sunday for the Old Spice Tournament. They meet Boston College Thanksgiving morning at 11 to start that tournament. The Aggie women will host Liberty University tonight at 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. And then it's off to Cancun for Thanksgiving, where they'll play Arizona Friday and Michigan on Saturday. Houston Texans lost another heartbreaker, giving up a TD with 10 seconds left to lose to the Jets 30-27. The Texans had made up a 16-point deficit in the fourth quarter and led 27-23 when the Jets drove for the winning touchdown in the final minute, the winner coming on a Mark Sanchez to Santonio Holmes 6-yard pass. Dallas Cowboys are now 2-0 under Jason Garrett. They beat the Detroit Lions 35-19 at Jerry World yesterday. High school football playoffs continue, and the Consol Tigers continue right along with them. Tigers ran their winning streak to 11 in a row Friday night with a 42-23 win over McKinney Boyd in the 5A Division I area round game. Now they advance to the regional semifinals, where they will meet undefeated Round Rock Stony Point Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Waco ISD Stadium. You'll hear that game right here on 1620 and at playbyreplay.com. Also, the Navasota Rattlers won their second straight playoff game. They beat Huffman Hargraves 43-26 in Houston. The Rattlers will next meet Tyler Chapel Hill, also at Waco ISD Stadium. That'll be Friday night at 7:30. Cameron beat Newton, Lexington won over Frankston, and Bremont beat Beckville to add to the Brazos Valley Advancers in the playoffs. And the Aggie volleyball team lost the match and pretty much any hope for an NCAA berth yesterday when they fell at home to Iowa State in four sets. The loss puts the Aggies at 13-15 for the year and 7-11 in the Big 12 with just two regular season matches to go. They'll play at Texas on Wednesday. That's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for awards and more at 7:55. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Once again, the bowl picture looks like the Aggies will be headed off to stay in Texas. Huh?
Maybe stay at the Cotton or the Alamo, but I don't know. I guess Holiday is probably the best bet right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
They stay here. You know, it doesn't cost as much for the band to get there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today. Again, we've got a kind of a split week. High temperature today will be about 82 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 68. And tomorrow and Wednesday probably be in the 80s. And then we got a change coming up. Thanksgiving Day, a 50-50 chance of showers and a high of only 51, high of 71 and a low that night of 35. Then the high on Friday, about 51 to 54 degrees. And then we'll be down near freezing once again. So enjoy the warm weather early this week. Get stuff done that you need to outside. Know it's going to get cool and kind of rainy this weekend. Right now it's 69 outside.
Personalize your gifts this holiday season with Awards & More. It's holiday shopping time, and Awards & More can custom engrave your gifts. From cell phones, iPods, laptops, to almost anything you need engraved. Check out Awards & More's huge selection of in-store gifts you can buy and have engraved on site. Employers, don't forget to recognize your employees' annual achievements with custom awards from Awards & More. Call 696-3886 or visit Awards & More next to Luby's on Texas Avenue.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years. The one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250. The one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not. And the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com. If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326. It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WT. Good morning, about a minute till. When you say Wizards, most sports fans think that you're talking about the Washington NBA franchise. So it was no surprise, really, when the Kansas City Wizards of the Major Soccer League, I think we've all got our gimme caps, decided they needed a new name. But the one that they came up with could be a dud. You ready?
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There are lots of stories from passengers angry about airport security. Then there's this one.
I had urine all over my shirt.
Because Tom Sawyer says a TSA agent in Detroit broke the urostomy bag he wears.
I first said I have a medical condition I want to tell you about.
But then Sawyer was told,
we don't need to hear that.
The TSA is investigating while also defending the new security. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Well, the goal, according to TSA Chief John Pistol, is to keep us all safe when we fly.
But I think it's also safe to say that there has been a reaction that not many people could have predicted, including myself.
Pistol tells Fox News he's willing to look at ways to ease up on the pat-downs at airports so long as security is not compromised. Those pat-downs, of course, Dave, for those who opt out of the full body scanners.
Rich, a toddler has died in a Los Angeles hospital after falling 50 feet from a luxury suite at a Lakers game last night. Two NATO soldiers are dead in Afghanistan, and four civilians were killed by a homemade bomb. It's not a crisis, but North Korea's secret new nuclear facility is disappointing. That's what a special U.S. envoy is saying in South Korea. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, live in Seoul.
Dave, President Obama's nuclear envoy, Stephen Bosworth, may be saying the situation is not a crisis, but that's not how America's allies are reacting. Diplomats here in Seoul talking about bringing tactical nuclear weapons back to South Korea for the first time in 20 years. The Japanese calling the up-to-date centrifuges in North Korea, quote, absolutely unacceptable. Dave?
Bill, Thanksgiving's upon us, and it's costing more this year. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, turkey and potatoes are more expensive.
I wish turkey only cost a nickel.
Wishful thinking. The Food Institute says the 79-cent a pound turkey last year now averages $1.05 a pound more this holiday. The good news, frozen carrots, canned apples, green beans, and corn are lower this year. Dave?
Jennifer, gas also nearly a quarter higher this Thanksgiving. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Come in for Guardsman all-season tires for as low as $29.98. Plus, get automotive batteries for as low as $49.98 with exchange. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For 150 years, Swiss luxury watch company Tag Heuer has brilliantly fused technology with design. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has an incredible selection to choose from.
That's Jared!
Time and again, Tag Heuer has revolutionized watchmaking with luxury sport timepieces like the AquaRacer 500 meter caliber 5. Legendary Tag Heuer timepieces, now at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Just Brakes.
How much are pads and shoes at Just Brakes?
Just Brakes installs new pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Really? Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines, rotors, and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines, rotors, and drums for just $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home.
Yay! DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn.
Call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer, at 776-2215 for savings in quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR, and broadband connection. Additional fees required. Offer ends 2-9-11. 2-year lease required. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We're a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you this morning by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan School Board has taken the next step toward selecting the district's new superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shields says out of 5 search firms presenting a proposal, the board unanimously voted to interview 2 companies.
Thing that we're keeping in mind, and that I'm proud of everybody for doing that. Everybody came prepared. Everybody had the 5 firms ranked, you know, in their mind how they felt like they should be. And
Shields says both finalists bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging between $14,000 and $18,000 plus expenses. College Station City Council meets today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Discussion includes proceeding with creating impact fees for future water and wastewater projects. Water Services Director David Coleman briefed the council on impact fees ahead of a vote awarding a consultant's contract last month.
The most important points here, impact fees, you can only recover up to about half of the cost of the infrastructure, and what you're looking to do is have an alternate way of funding plant capacity improvements. So as new developments come online, we have to expand capacity, we have to drill a new water well, we have to add capacity to a treatment plant. This is a way to help fund those that helps you keep the rates lower.
The consultant's report will outline what has to be done before council considers final action on impact fees next April. College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines. It's been 3 years since Blinn College has had a full-time athletic director. The Board of Trustees discussed bringing back that position last week at its meeting in Bryan. Trustees will consider action in a special meeting Tuesday in Brenham.
The last full-time athletic director at Blinn resigned in 2007, and at that time most of the duties were split among the coaching staff. Blinn has six athletic programs. Three are offered for men students, and three are offered for our women students. But any of these jobs, whether they be head coaching jobs or the position of athletic director, are really demand full-time responsibility and full-time care.
Blinn's Brandon Webb says funding a full-time AD would come from transferring stipends now given to coaches, fundraising, and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. There would be no additional administrative cost. And an original Ice Road trucker is now an author, and he'll be in College Station this afternoon. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Alex Debogorski has the best laugh this side of Santa. While home to Alex is 3,100 miles closer to Santa than us, he is spending a week in Texas. This afternoon, he's in College Station promoting his new book, King of the Road.
I want to write a book ever since I was young. I've got 500 to 1,000 books myself. You know, I've got a shed. I've got books that the mice live with. And, you know, I've always read lots, and I write a column on occasion in our newspaper when I'm home.
Alex is a first-generation Canadian. His parents immigrated from Britain, but his family goes back to World War II ravaged Poland. Family's one reason Alex is a celebrity, he notes. His 11 children and 10 grandchildren will see him in reruns.
Well, if this works, you know, I mean, my grandfather was shot by firing squad in Auschwitz, you know, he was a major in the Polish infantry, and I mean, there's more to that story, but we don't have a picture of him, so don't even know what he looks like. So, you know, comparing that to my own grandchildren, I thought, well, that'd be kind of neat if they could. There's Grandpa on TV. You can go buy a tape.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record-length 55-foot fifth-wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:09, 70 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In 2 Peter 1:5, we are told that we should give all diligence to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Sadly, it seems that the concept of virtue has slipped from our conversations of today, but the Bible still speaks of virtue. It is said of Ruth that the entire city knew her to be a virtuous woman, Ruth 3:11. Proverbs chapter 31 is dedicated to the attributes of a virtuous woman. The Apostle Paul told the Christians at Philippi to think on those things that have virtue, Philippians 4:8. Virtue is moral excellence. Virtue is that attribute that will demand the very best of us in any given situation and will cause us to rise above in terms of doing what is morally right and good. Virtue can also be thought of in terms of bravery and stout-heartedness. Virtue causes one to stand his ground when all others flee away in fear. Oh, how we desperately need virtue and virtuous people today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosValley.com.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine today. It'll be on the humid side with the chance for an isolated shower. We're going to be warm up around 80, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Warm 65 to 70 with the chance for a passing shower. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70, partly to mostly cloudy for Wednesday with a chance of showers. High temperatures on Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. Most of us all for putting the reason for the season back into Christmas, but the American Family Association thinks that there are eight top retailers ignoring the word Christmas too much. The AFA says that in its research of the top 100 retailers in U.S. America, Dick's advertising is likely the most anti-Christmas of all. They said, we've looked high and low for Christmas at Dick's, only to find that they couldn't care less if they offend you another Christmas. This is the AFA talking. It's not all bad news from the AFA. The organization's directors of special projects says it's seen a big upswing in the number of companies who have begun using Christmas again. But the other companies on the AFA's list of companies against Christmas, you ready? Here they go. Barnes & Noble, CVS Pharmacy, Office Depot, Radio Shack, Staples, Super Value, and Victoria's Secret.
It's interesting that CVS is in there, because isn't CVS owned by... No, they used to be owned by JCPenney, not anymore, though.
Well, the one I find interesting in here, I think, is Radio Shack. I think this is a big, big time of year for them. And my thought would be that that's probably... You should probably get the net as wide open as you can to bring in more folks. But anyway, this is what the... The American Family Association, who apparently tracks that, is coming up with.
I don't know. At this point, I mean, you're doing it just to get more people in there. You're not doing it because of any real conviction other than the almighty dollar. If that's your conviction for putting Christmas back in, that's really the wrong motivation.
Once again, it is the almighty.
Yeah. Well, dollar. You know, we worship at the altar of the cash register all too often.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
You know, and the other thing is, quite frankly, Christians, there are bigger spiritual battles to fight. I'll just roll that out there, and you can hate on me all you want. So my email address is on the website. Feel free.
Probably, yeah. I imagine the AFA's reason for putting it out there is if you have an opportunity to buy Flintstone vitamins someplace else, then they would like for you to do that, and you're voting with your pocketbook, I suppose, is their reason for doing that. But, you know, if I got that candy for... Three bags for a dollar at CVS.
That's hard to say no to.
Really is. That's right. Go ahead and have that on the Christmas table. All right, by the way, if...
And that's the other thing. I mean, do you give someone their present on Christmas and say, just so you know, I bought this at a retailer that says Merry Christmas?
Yeah. Again, I'm sure some places that's the case. Japan's new breed of highly trained police dogs weigh less than 7 pounds.
Reuters,
no, actually be Chihuahuas.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Huh. Reuters, they annoy you to death.
They will. Reuters says that you got that audio? Says that because the new canine police recruit is a tiny Chihuahua named Peach, the puny pooch was one of 32 successful candidates to pass a recent search and rescue test. A spokesperson for the department says it's unusual for a Chihuahua to become a police dog, but not impossible. Says any breed selected can pass the test. Of course, the majority of canine units are still using German Shepherds. Because why wouldn't you want that? All over your leg.
Yeah.
Sir, I have the dog. I will release him. Okay, now my thought is if...
And by release him, I mean throw him at you.
Yeah. We had a discussion in my Bible study last week if pets go to heaven. And I said not Chihuahuas, but otherwise they do, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that they do when they train police dogs is that they use a foreign language, usually,
sure.
So that the commands can be said by the handler, and hopefully the perp would not know those commands. They use German quite often for German Shepherds. I'm just saying what you want. You can just finish the sentence as you wish. Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Again, it might be safe in Japan that you could do that. I don't think that's enough. Want to keep your noggin in tip-top shape during the golden years? Okay, here's the diet for you. Yahoo.com spoke with Dr. Sam Grady of Mount Sinai Medical Center, suggested foods that could ward off Alzheimer's. They would include whole grains. You know, one of the things we forgot to do Friday, and I felt doubly disappointed, number one, that we didn't mention it at all, and secondly, didn't mention it in the presence of Jay Sokol, but Friday was the birthday of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he was at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I see that number nine on the list is whole grains, do we have whole grain Pop-Tarts yet? Is that?
Well, yeah, didn't they do the Nutri-Grain Pop-Tarts?
Maybe they did. Yeah, either that or they slipped a cardboard sleeve from the side of the box in there, to enhance the texture.
Yeah, with some unsweetened strawberry preserves.
Be perfect. Number eight is berries. Number seven is red wine. Number six is red wine. Number five is red wine. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Number four is red wine. Yeah. Number three is water. And number two is red wine.
Yeah. Number six is peanuts and peanut butter. Number five is sunflower seeds. Number four is avocados. Number three are dark leafy vegetables. Number two is fish. And number one, oil-based salad dressings. In other words, we know that ranch is wonderful for everything. We know that everything tastes wonderful with ranch. We're just trying to let you know that ranch may not be the healthiest thing for you. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we're just trying to help you out there that ranch is probably not the way to go unless you're eating donuts. Oh, either you guys ever eaten an artichoke? Because there's a little bit of an art to it. Artichoke, got that? No, anyway.
Yeah, matter of fact, had some at the tent on Saturday. Yeah, mixed in with spinach and cheese.
Oh, yeah,
and, delicious bread products.
I meant the sleeve, the actual leaf of the artichoke itself.
No, because it looks like it would kill you.
No, actually, you're supposed to put that in your mouth after it's been grilled. Put it in your mouth and use your teeth to scrape the meat off is the way that you're supposed to eat that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and with a little maybe lime or lemon sauce on it, right?
Yeah,
or lemon juice, rather.
Could probably
sauce
do
juice.
That if
yeah.
you wanted to.
You know,
the only thing
coming off a grill that I'm going to scrape with my teeth is a rib.
have you tried the artichoke, what Scott's talking about there, Chase?
The artichoke heart, the meat of the leaf?
Yeah. No. Have you tried that?
Okay. No.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No desire to.
Yeah. It's not like watermelon or anything like that.
No desire to.
Really?
However,
if I'm going to go to the trouble of rolling out the grill, there's going to be a dead animal on it.
Well, I'm not normally an artichoke fan. I mean, you know, you put some on the plate, I'll probably, you know, feed it to the dog or something, or the chihuahua,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about, Scott, mm-hmm. somebody introduced me 2 years ago, and that's not bad at all.
The thing is, it's hard to find good ones, especially in Texas. We don't know how to do that. Don't know how to pick a good one. But I like them, especially when they're marinated in a glass jar. Okay, because I can see them there, and I know that they're 90 surprises.
Uh-huh.
And as Chase said, when they're mushed in there with a bunch of, I don't know, creamy sauce of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had that, like you say, at the tent on Friday.
Yeah, they did.
Right next to the corn dogs. Yeah.
They had corn dogs?
Yeah, corn dogs.
They had corn dogs.
It was really
It was quite a spread.
It really was.
Right? Yeah.
But we don't need to be talking about that.
No, we don't, right?
Folks
because
be
most
there.
People. Yeah, most there. People are saying, huh? What? Huh?
All I know is...
I did see a local law enforcement officer there with a... I won't say any names, but I did see a local law enforcement officer there with a his Go Big Red T-shirt on. As I said, I'm not going to say any names, but...
I think it was a fine and should be permanent policy that we do that, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
well, I think we had that law enforcement officer on the air doing a lot of Go Big Red talk, so...
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's
okay.
all.
Yeah,
I'm not saying, I'm just
no,
saying.
No, not so. Saying any names, Officer Buskey, but no, we're not going to say that at all.
Look,
right.
Here's the deal.
What?
Okay, now Tom can't go to Brian anytime soon.
He came to our tent. He enjoyed the hospitality. and the Aggies won. Okay.
Benford That's Insect right. Control That's has right. been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
Handcrafted furniture, of course, is what Amish Furniture for Generations has all the time. And with the holidays coming around, thought would be about children's furniture. It's real wood, whether it's tables or chairs. Or, obviously, very popular are the rocking horses, and you'll find a selection of those right now. But now's a good time to stop in to Amish Furniture for Generations and make that selection if you're looking for something for your home. Also for gift giving, because they do have gift items, and they have decorations. They have wall accessories that are available, too. But most importantly, everything that you find at Amish Furniture for Generations is handcrafted, bench-built by Amish craftsmen using solid wood. The furniture is finished the way that you want if it's a piece of furniture, and that you might not have for the holidays. But remember that they do have gift items. They have jams and jellies and some food products as well. Here during the holidays, it's kind of one of the special things that they do. But if you are looking for accessories or gift items or decorations to give, or you're looking for furniture for your home, Amish Furniture for Generations. They're in the 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Next to Tuesday morning, it's Amish Furniture for Generations.
The Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431. Aggie basketball. This is home. Texas A&M beats Nebraska on Saturday night. 9-6 was the final. The Aggies got three field goals of 29, 28, and a final one at the 302 mark of 19 yards, all by Randy Bullock. Nebraska got two field goals by Henry of 48 and 29, but it was Texas A&M to prevail 9-6. 90,079 there to watch the game. The largest crowd in Texas A&M football history. Mike Sherman on that crowd.
Well, I just can't say enough about our students in the 12th man and our former students who were at the game to get us over 90,000, and the noise that they made and the energy that they generated was just phenomenal. And I just can't thank them enough. A very emotional win, obviously a very hard-fought battle. Nebraska's a great football team, and we were able to come in on the winning end of that, and we're excited about that. I told the guys, the consequences of winning are that the expectations and the challenges get greater, and that was the case today. To beat a Nebraska team that is highly ranked and just a very well coached team with a lot of talent. We jumped over another hurdle and have taken another step, and we still have another step to take.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. The Aggies now getting ready for Texas. That's coming up Thanksgiving night, 6 o'clock broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Have basketball here at home tonight. The women take on Liberty. That's a 7 o'clock tip time at Reed Arena. Meanwhile, Bill Burns going to join us on the Aggie Hour locally in this market, WTAW 1620 AM. The Aggie Hour originates from Wings and More on University Drive. 1 hour with Bill Burns tonight as we talk about Texas A&M athletics. That's tonight from 7 until 8, Wings and More on University. Have a great week. I'm Dave South. That's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Can't forget that Texas Roadhouse. Can't leave that memory behind.
Introducing Early Dine for $7.99. Dine early Monday through Thursday until 6 p.m. at Texas Roadhouse and enjoy a hand-cut 6-ounce sirloin steak with two delicious made-from-scratch sides for only $7.99. 10 total dinners to choose from, all served with a basket of fresh baked bread. Early Dine for $7.99, Monday through Thursday till 6 p.m., only at Texas Roadhouse.
It is time for Suddenlink's Unwrap the Savings event. It is the time of the year that they make it easy for you to get exactly what you're looking for. Suddenlink home phone for only $26 a month when you bundle. You can get unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus 6 of the most popular calling features, plus you get to keep your same phone number. No contracts required, no early termination fees. And don't forget also they've got the North American calling plan, only $25 a month. It includes 500 minutes per month to Mexico and Canada. And you get Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $22 a month. Advanced digital TV as low as $26 per month when you bundle. So get these, pick the package that you want, and save. And also, Suddenlink's excited to announce the NFL Network has been added to the sports and information package. So call Suddenlink today. Get this package for just $7 a month when you're, and don't forget to ask about the NFL Red Zone if you're a big NFL fan. You can visit Suddenlink.com and get all this information, or you can call them at 1-800-915-1866. What a great time for you to be able to get exactly what you want. High-speed internet, you know, you get that DVR, and it changes the way that you watch television. You combine that with your home phone service, it's a great deal. So give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Here's a little bit of history with Fran Lamb.
Few families have left such a lasting impression on this community as the Cabot family. With its early roots in Robertson County and Brazos County, the influence of family members and the far-ranging effects of the Cabot family tree can be seen today, years later, throughout the area. William R. Cabot was born 1849 in Robertson County. He married Mary Mitchell, niece of Harvey Mitchell, and became early residents of Bryan, Texas. Mr. Cabot practiced law in Bryan and served as county attorney from 1878 to 1880. Later, he served as state representative of the 19th State Legislature in 1885. Mr. Cabot was also a member of the Texas A&M University Board of Regents. Mary and William had 6 children, William, Ethel, Howard, Fred Lee, and twins Esther and Edith. Howard Cabot was a businessman and served as captain and commanding officer of Company G, 2nd Infantry Regiment, known as the Bryan Light Guard, Texas National Guard, from 1902 to 1904. He died at age 32, resulting from exposure in the Brazos River flood of 1913. His brother, Fred Cabot, was appointed 4th Sergeant in the Bryan Light Guard under his brother Howard. Fred never married. He had a career in banking and was assistant cashier at City National Bank in Bryan. His hobbies included hunting, gardening, and photography. He left behind an impressive legacy of photographs. His sister Esther taught at Allen Academy in Bryan. William Cabot purchased an entire city block of Bryan in 1875, the year he married Mary Mitchell. About 1880, he and Mary built a brick Italianate residence on the property, located in today's Eastside Historic District. The house was modified in the 1920s to reflect contemporary colonial revival influences and remained in the Cabot family until 1978. Cabot family members actively participated in 3 organizations, First Presbyterian Church of Bryan, Bryan Women's Club, and the Bryan Gun Club, of which Fred Cabot was secretary. Cabot family members were active tennis players. Photographs located in the Cabot collection at the Carnegie Library in Bryan show a tennis court located on the Cabot property. Also located in the Cabot collection are a series of more than 2,000 vintage prints, snapshots taken by Fred Cabot, an avid amateur photographer. More than 1,000 of Fred Cabot's original negatives are also part of this collection. These photographs document early Bryan life and today serve as an important source for images of historic Bryan buildings and homes. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights brought to you by the Brazos Heritage Society. Funding for this episode has been graciously provided by the Brazos County Historical Commission. To learn more about the Brazos Heritage Society, visit our website at www.brazosheritage.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, and next Monday, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
brought to you by Meesan Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meesan Associates Attorneys at Law. Meesan Associates, an involved community partner. Meesan Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meesan Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 831. It is 70 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high of about 81. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A week from today, Bryan School Board will interview representatives of two search firms interested in recruiting the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shield says five firms submitted written proposals before the board unanimously selected the finalists.
I mean, we weren't in 100% agreement who was one or who was two when we got there, but we sure... certainly were who was one and two when we left there.
One Illinois-based firm has Texas representatives and a former U.S. Secretary of Education on its staff. The other finalist, based in Dallas, features a former Texas Education Commissioner. Shield says both bring to the table experience working with districts like Bryan. Prices quoted by both firms, according to Shields, were in the middle of the pack, ranging from $14,000 to $18,000 plus expenses. The city of College Station currently charges developers who connect to some water and wastewater lines. Tonight, the city council takes the next step toward expanding utility impact fees. Last month, Water Services Director David Coleman told the council they could recover up to half the cost of future water and wastewater projects.
The most important point is the fact that these capital costs are going to be required. The question is, how do you want to fund it? If you want all the rate payers to share in equal proportion, regardless whether they're new or have been here for years, then we don't need impact fees. But if you would like to see the developers pay more of that plant expansion cost, then the impact fees are the way to go.
Council hired a consultant last month to assist in the project. The consultant reports tonight on what has to be done before the council considers final action on impact fees next April. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has called a special meeting for Tuesday. One of the reasons is voting to bring back a full-time athletic director. Blinn's Brandon Webb says coaches have split up administrative duties since 2007.
There are a lot of different responsibilities that have been shared. These burdens have been shared by the coaching staff willingly, but at the same time, the head volleyball coach is currently serving as a primary athletic director. Well, he's taking his program on a national run at the moment, and they are competing for another national championship. The football program has been doing very well the last few years as well, 7-3. And a lot of the coaches have tremendous year-round responsibilities.
Webb says the stipends now given to coaches would help pay for the full-time AD, along with fundraising and cost savings from gaining efficiencies. And from near the top of the world, one of the original Ice Road Truckers has written a book and will be in College Station today. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Alex Debogorski, who's promoting his new book, King of the Road, says he did not want to make trucking his career.
I was in university. My wife got herself pregnant, so I had to go get a job. We got married, and I worked 15 or 16 jobs. And one day I was working a tire shop for a couple of bucks an hour, and a guy come in and wanted to hire me for $5 or $6 an hour to go drive truck, and didn't seem I needed a license or anything, so off I went to the coal mine to drive truck.
Alex says there is some fun to being a celebrity.
The most fun is making people's day, giving people, giving sad people advice that maybe picks them up a little bit.
But celebrity does not equal riches, at least not yet.
Money-wise, I'm doing lousy, but everything else I'm doing very well. But we never had any money in our life anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You can do an awful lot of stuff with no money.
When Alex returns home to Canada's Northwest Territories, there's always something to do.
I make topsoil, I dig holes, I haul gravel, I make... I've got 120 projects sitting in my front yard. Pretty well anything you can imagine. We got a nonprofit organization of 11 children and 10 grandchildren.
Alex will be in College Station this afternoon at the Hastings store from 3 until 5, along with a record length 55-foot fifth wheel customized trailer. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 835, 70 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill?
When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 836. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Clouds and some occasional sunshine today. It'll be on the humid side with the chance for an isolated shower. We're going to be warm up around 80, partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Warm 65 to 70 with the chance for a passing shower. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy for Wednesday with a chance of showers. High temperatures on Wednesday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And again, toward the end of the week, near freezing temperatures for lows, so be aware of that. Alex? Alex, he'd be the ice road trucker. Yeah. And I understand the truckers are on the road a lot.
And by the way, couple of things. He makes topsoil. He hauls gravel.
That's it. Okay. He makes topsoil. Okay.
And I do love how he says, though, that his wife went out and got pregnant.
Yeah. No, that's no, what
got,
we were,
got herself pregnant.
Got herself pregnant. My wife got herself pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's out on the road a lot, but sounds like Alex needs a biology lesson.
Yeah. Once again, pregnancy, 100% preventable.
Yeah.
The other thing was he said, I got 120 projects in my front yard. Which, you know, in some cities...
Which means his HOA is just hating him.
That's right. Some cities, that you couldn't do that.
That'd be a code violation.
Yeah, that'll get you leading the TV news, too.
But again, he's in Canada. They're different.
Yeah, called a hoarder.
They're different.
That's right.
My goodness.
Barely know her.
My goodness.
My goodness, we're out of control.
New company called Sonic Alert, marketing alarm clocks that go off at 113 decibels.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a... Maybe it's a restaurant watchdog. Does it clean up the mess?
I'm not sure.
That you leave?
Once again, hello?
Not 100%. The Virgin Mary.
Okay.
There you go.
Actually, the idea of the loud alarm clock is, again, one of my great solutions is if you have to get up early and you're staying in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it rattles you too much. Just go ahead and leave a wake-up call for the room next door to yours. And that way the phone call is muffled and the ring isn't as sharp, so he still wakes you up.
I got the greatest alarm clock. It's a noiseless alarm clock.
Okay.
It's just a bright light that lights up the room. That blinks on and off.
Good.
It's a light.
Yeah.
So after you have the seizure, do you then get up and go to the shower?
Yeah, that's right. It's probably not for everybody. But it's just a light that just lights up the
probably
room.
Not for everybody.
Yeah. No, not for
people
everybody.
People with dogs that might bark at the light, then everybody wakes up.
That's right. After 30 minutes, then it sounds an alarm. It's like,
hey, stupid, wake up.
Yeah, get your tail out of bed.
30 minutes of light not enough for you, pal?
Yeah. Well, you can only hit the snooze for 30 minutes, and then it adds an alarm to it after 30 minutes.
See, that snooze thing, that's just not good.
The snooze thing is great, actually.
Well, not supposed to, you know. Aren't you supposed to get up?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Go ahead and set it later.
You never hit the snooze?
No, I do. Well, I don't have a snooze.
Oh, you don't?
No, I have a manual alarm clock.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and he sleeps on a bed of nails.
No, I don't.
Whatever.
No.
Whatever.
But actually, it's not. It's a battery-powered alarm clock, but it's just because, you know, power failures happen, and you've got to be covered for that. Hello?
It's only 110 decibels. The car horn's 130. That's more like what I need.
Okay, yes, that's 113. Yeah,
really?
But anyway, hello?
Yes, sir. I bought my son an alarm clock. It was probably the sharpest one of all. It was like a baseball. It would go off, and you would actually throw it to set the snooze. But then you had to get up and find it to shut it off again.
I like that.
I remember when those came out, because I think they had a baseball and a tennis ball, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can snooze one time by throwing it, and then it goes off, but then it's across the room.
That's the one snooze, right.
I see.
And that's the other thing that people in radio taught me is you could take the alarm clock and put it across the room.
Well, yeah.
That's what I do. That's where you got to get up. And, stumbling through there.
My wife loves that.
I'll bet.
While we're talking about sleeping, believing that the time-honored tradition of the siesta is fading into history, some folks in Spain have decided to do something about it. They're holding a sleeping contest. Participants gather at a mall in Madrid. They'll compete for a 9-day sleeping contest. Members of the newly formed National Association of Friends of the Siesta. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Feel that life has become too fast-paced in Spain. Doctors stand by that pulse-measuring device to determine how long they slept. Extra points will be awarded for snoring. A decimal meter will be there on the ready. Weird sleep positions or wacky PJs also will give extra incentives. First prize is $1,400. So see how that works out for you. Siesta, you know, was for many people because it was just too dang hot to be doing business until late in the afternoon. So they'd stay open. Shops would stay open late. But the National, what is it again? The National Association of Friends of the Siesta. Not a bad organization. Here we go. The nominee for Frog of the Week, because remember, we always do a Frog of
close.
The Week. It was.
It was going to be close.
This one in Australia, a couple sitting on their back porch caught a face-off between a tree frog and a crowned snake after a tense snare down.
Snare down,
yeah. The frog basically lunged and began to swallow the snake.
Oh.
All right, now this snake, I saw a picture. This snake's about 2.5 feet long, and the frog's just a frog. Homeowner who'd been snapping pictures.
Words to live by. Frog's just a frog.
Yeah.
He
caught a shot of the snake sticking out of the frog's mouth.
Ooh.
Says the frog started shoving the snake into its mouth with his front feet. Yes!
How you like this?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. How you like this?
It's my kind of frog.
The snake fought back. Snake fought back by wrapping itself around the frog's hind legs. Frog then released the snake, and both combatants apparently went their separate ways.
Also, it was a draw?
Yeah, I guess so.
They were heard saying as they slithered away and hopped away from each other, can we just agree this never happened?
Yeah. It's time to do your Christmas shopping. Don't wait for the rush. Order your Christmas presents now from Monograms and More. For the staff that works so hard, for that special someone, even that hard-to-shop-for friend or family member, specialized monogrammed items like jackets, fleece, caps, even corporate gifts, and more. Don't get stuck in the Christmas rush. Order that special gift now at monograms-more.com or call 693-7773. Monograms and More.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900, or on the web at bcins.net.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years. The one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250. The one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not. And the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got a Bobby and Bubba joke coming up in just a little while.
Bobby and Bubba?
Just
put it on my tab.
Bobby and Bubba. I don't know. Hey, good Chamber of Commerce news here for you now. National study finds St. Louis has overtaken Camden, New Jersey as America's most dangerous city for 2009.
All right.
Study found that St. Louis has 2,070.1 violent crimes per 100,000 people, compared to the national average of 429. Okay, again, for St. Louis, 2,070 violent crimes per 100,000 folks. National average is 429. That helped St. Louis beat out Camden, who just about had retired the trophy. Camden topped last year's list and did so in 2003 and 2004. Detroit and Flint, Michigan also in there, and Oakland, California rounding out your top five. So there you are. Good Chamber of Commerce stuff. And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad apparently wants to tell us the best age for girls to get married between the ages of 16 and 18. Iran's parliament in 2005 raised the legally acceptable age of marriage for girls to 15 from the previous 9. That would be 9. Ahmadinejad said the best age for marriage for boys is between 19 and 21. So, telling us about that. Okay, Apple Steve Jobs and Rupert Murdoch preparing to unveil a new digital newspaper called The Daily at the end of this month. It promises to be the world's first newspaper designed exclusively for the new tablet-style computers like the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
With a launch plan for early next year. Daily will cost 99 cents a week. 99 cents a week. And by the way, if you're wanting an iPad, may pay to wait just a tad longer. The new model could be coming out next April. You're a U.S. American. One analyst believes that based on the release pattern Apple has used in the past for its iPhone and iPod, April is the proper time frame for iPad 2. According to Computer World, analysts and bloggers have been speculating on when the new iPad would be out and what it would look like. It may be thinner or have a higher resolution display. But for the most part, analysts think its second-generation iPad will look a lot like the first.
I was going to say, is it not enough? I mean, I understand that they have to keep reinventing and improving and things like that.
It's the way the auto industry used to be.
Right. So what you have to run the risk of you take your iPad to a meeting and in walks that person. And I say, is that the 1.0?
You have one of those, do you?
I have the 2.0.
Where's the diesel smokestack?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Did you crank it before you came in? Did it have adequate time to warm up?
This new one apparently will have a dual camera. Apple rolled out FaceTime for i4 last summer, and tech geeks think the iPad will get the same kind of treatment. Nobody guessing the new device will have as far as storage is concerned. The iPad comes in 16, 32, and 64 gig versions right now. Tomorrow we may look at, there have been a couple of lists of the top 10 best apps. We'll have that for you tomorrow. See, a couple of them sounded pretty cool. Let's see what else. Oh, here we go. Visions of sugar plums and Santas are premature at Westchester, Pennsylvania, where the county commissioners voted last Thursday to shake up the holiday scene on the old courthouse lawn after several years of allowing groups of any persuasion, even atheists, to put up decorations on the courthouse lawn. Commissioners put an end to the practice. The commissioners voted 2-1 to take back control, resolving to erect and maintain its own seasonal holiday displays aimed at celebrating liberty and freedom and honoring men and women of the armed services as they defend their traditions rather than. And, you know, that probably is fraught with danger. The longer that you allow just any group to have the opportunity to go out there and put whatever they want to, you could have the Church of the Holy Tomato and no telling where you go with that. Don't you think there is one someplace?
Yeah. Well, you splat the tomato and hope that it's restored
something
in 3 days
like
or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just something like it turned in by the radish. I'm not sure. Okay. Hey, Barbara Bush. In an
radish?
Interview that's
been radish.
With a radish ever do to you?
Right? The treacherous radish.
Yeah. In an interview set to air tonight on Larry King,
Barbara
Babs talking about Sarah Palin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She thinks that
she's
Sarah,
speaking her mind, is she?
Barbara tells Larry, I sat next to her once. I thought she was beautiful. And she's very happy in Alaska. And I hope she'll stay there.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Just little political lady smackdown there on Larry King tonight. See, now you don't have to watch. Now that you've got that, you don't have to watch.
Yeah, I believe that's darn near a tea time cat fight right there.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be okay. That'd be kind of fun. Well, then they used to MTV used to do video matches, right?
Celebrity death match.
Yeah, exactly. Put those two in for a celebrity death match. Mm-hmm. How would that go? Nah, I'm sorry, that's the wrong demo. People look from MTV look at that and go, who? Who are these people? 850.
Your steering wheel is off center. Your car is drifting and pulling to one side, and your tires are showing uneven wear. If your vehicle has any of these symptoms, it's time for an alignment from Superior Auto Service. Superior Auto Service has upgraded their equipment with a new state-of-the-art laser wheel alignment system. Your alignment should be checked annually, so your vehicle steers better and your tires last longer. And there's no better time to have your alignment checked than before your holiday travels. Superior Auto Service on South College Avenue, just north of Texas A&M. Call 845-3444 or visit happycars.com today.
Rattler's Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they've always had monthly specials throughout their stores, and November is no exception. Check out an 18-pack of Natural Light, Keystone, and Milwaukee's Best, and Milwaukee's Best Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer, so choose from Chex Mix, Snyder's, Jack Link, and Cheez-Its on sale for 50 cents off. If you're hungry for breakfast, any sized coffee is only 69 cents, and Jimmy Dean's breakfast sandwiches are 50 cents off. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services. And all Scott & White Health Plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
I don't know about you, but holidays equal food in my universe. And I don't know about you, but I hate starting every New Year's with the same resolution. I must lose weight. I want you to talk to my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen of Fit You. Meet with her for two, maybe three consultations. She can teach you how to eat throughout the holiday season, so Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, you can enjoy without the guilty conscience and spending all of next year figuring out how to lose the weight. Meet up with my personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900, 492-1900.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 7 minutes till. How you live after age 65, being called vitally important now. Until that age, a healthy life is dominated by your genetic makeup. But the latest research shows that it's mostly about lifestyle. It means exercise and nutrition. Over the weekend, health experts at the annual meeting of the Gerontological Society,
very
I guess
good.
That's for old folk,
yeah.
Of can you imagine, what was that buffet like? They have anything crunchy?
Cream of wheat.
Anything hard in that?
Yeah, a lot of soft-boiled eggs.
Yep, shed some...
yeah.
Okay. Shed new light on the, careful, it's got skin on it.
Yeah. That's right.
You'll never digest
That's
that.
That's right. Chew it 100 times.
Exercise is value as a strong tool in combating diseases. One of the best things they say as you get older, walk. Shoot for a couple of miles a day, say experts. Just walk. You know, you don't need any special
equipment. Or shuffle.
Equipment. Yeah. Oh, he's so young.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In true Nevada style, a county board election that resulted in a tie between two candidates decided by a draw the cards. Natalie Yanish drew the ace of clubs on Friday.
Ah, beat that.
That's right, to win the seat of the Kingsbury Grade General Improvement District Board over Robert McDowell, who drew an eight of diamonds. The two had tied for third place in the election back on November 2nd. They finished with 373 votes in an 11-way race. State law allows candidates to settle ties either by drawing cards or beating each other. Oh, no, or flipping a coin.
I'm guessing they've established long in advance that aces are high.
Yeah, probably you got to call. You may have to call it there while you're standing there, don't know. So after the merger of two companies, 16,000 employees of Everything Everywhere, which is a UK mobile phone company, told last month whether or not their jobs were safe at a mass meeting across the country. But they weren't told in an email from the head office or in letters placed in their work mailboxes. No, they were shown lights.
Huh?
Lights. A red light meant they were at risk for losing their job. A yellow light meant they must reapply for their existing job. A blue light indicated their job had been mapped into the new business plan.
God, how sensitive.
Agree, yeah.
So did you go in and sit down and I mean, was this a one-on-one thing?
Well, the light shows were made in public in front of between 30 and 60 colleagues. Some employees had no idea that their jobs were at risk before the public meeting. Can you imagine that?
This is just playing with people.
Head of employment at the British law firm Michael Bird said that he had never heard of such a public way of breaking news to employees. And he said every employee was shown a red light, loses their job after the consultation, is likely to be able to file a claim for unfair dismissal. So if you saw the red light, you can probably go in and file a suit. But, yeah, what are you doing? With your coworkers there, you would do that?
Yeah, that's poor form.
All right, here we go. It's time for a joke. It's been so long.
How long has it been?
So Bubba decided to save up and get him a hang glider.
All right.
Takes it out to the highest mountain, and after struggling up there to the top, he gets ready to go. When he runs over and he jumps off the edge into this wind, and there he is, a-sailing up there, and there's Skeet and Bobby. Skeet and Bobby sitting on the front porch talking when they spotted the biggest bird they'd ever seen.
Look at the size of
that bird, Bobby said. Yep, Skeet said, look at here. Bobby runs in the house. He brings out his gun and takes and he shoots again. And he fires one more time. And the monster bird continued to sail silently off into the trees. And Skeet says, Bobby, looks like you missed him. He said, no, it don't matter. He dropped Bubba. That's what's important.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little joke for today.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to talk about the...
I know people like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Depends on where you're from.
Yeah. I think I went to high school with those guys.
New poll from the Sunday Times of London says most Britons want Prince William to be their next king. How's the old man feel about that? What do you think?
Well, he's got a new, hot-looking wife he's about to have.
Well, I know. That people kind of pumped up about that rather than 62-year-old Charlie. 64% of those polled wanted William.
That mayor, he's married to.
That's right. Down girl.
You talking Camilla?
Easy, girl. Have a sugar cube.
She's a handsome Steve.
She is about seven hands high.
That's right. You can back her into the stall.
64% of those polled wanted William to replace his grandmama, Queen Elizabeth.
She ain't listening.
When she either passes or steps aside, she's 84 right now.
Is she?
By the way, if you want to be at the front, in the front pew of that wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton.
And I do want to.
Listen to this. AbsoluteNow.com.
What are tickets going for?
Well, no, production companies.
Can I buy them on StubHub?
They're looking at an opportunity to capture this event that they call the event of the century. Look, we're only 10 years into it, okay?
Well, that's why they can call it that.
Event of the century in 3D technology. That's what they're thinking about. So we'll see how that goes.
When are the nuptials?
I don't know.
Okay. Right.
On this date in history.
I haven't got my save the date letter.
There you go.
Hopefully they'll be registered at Walmart.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Yeah. 1963, obviously, in Dallas, Texas, the president was shot. 1986, at the age of 20. Mike Earbiter Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight boxing champion.
And everybody said, for a big guy, he sure talks like a chick.
He does. And in 2005, Ted Koppel retired from hosting Nightline after 26 years.
How about that?
45 seconds.
Well, that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, $125 million on its opening weekend. That's more than $100 million in second place. That was Megamind that made 16. Third was Unstoppable. Fourth was due date, and then number five was the next 3 days. So Harry Potter, 125